It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Biebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe. The Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Live from Silva, North Carolina, and Smoky Mountain High School. It's Pisgah High School football against Smoky Mountain High School. We're getting set for the playoffs and a lot going on. Certainly a lot for us to talk about here tonight as we get set for this one. Along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Biebernetz, Tim Hodges, and our studio, Rhonda Bird as well. This is Chad Upton. And Chuck, we've got a lot to talk about. There's a whole lot of things going on, a lot of moving and shaking right now as we get into that crunch period now. With two games left, both of them in the conference, of course, against some opponents that have had some success this year. They've also had some setbacks, really, I would think, too. But both of the programs that we'll see in the next 2 weeks, Chuck, have been teams that are on the move and have improved. So when you think about looking down the road and thinking about all the things that could be and might very well be and all those things, you've got to take business care of business first in the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely, and you got to take it by the cliche. You got to take one Friday at a time. You got to spend all week talking about who's going to be on the other side of the sidelines, and you got to take care of business no matter what the record is, no matter who the opponent is, or no matter what the classification is. There are so many things. Both teams here, Smoky Mountain and our Pisgah Black Bears, are playing for tonight. Yes, you're still in the hunt. You still have that opportunity to have at least a share, providing that Franklin doesn't stub, of the conference. Franklin has to finish up the regular season at Tuscola.
Right.
But you're still playing for within the conference, your placement, your placement and seeding in the playoffs that are coming up in the 3A. And it's important because we're going to delve into this because we've been dealing with this all week long, and we've got probably the high school bracketologist, Chris Hughes from CarolinaPreps.com, who is the man, in my book, is the man, is spot on every year about right. placements at this time of year. So, but when you play for something every Friday at this time of year, this is an important football game.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We'll get more into the playoff series and those kinds of things when we get past the top of the hour. But first, we've got to talk about this football team and what we've got to do here tonight. You're going against Smoky Mountain, a team that has had, like I said, they've had some struggles in the last few years. They always seem to be really big up front. They always seem to do some things very well. They've got a quarterback who has a good pedigree, at least in terms of knowledge base, and I think athletically, too, in Spear, who's the son of the head coach at Western Carolina, just across the mountain over here. So there's some good things going on here, and I think that this community and this area here is ready to get a winner back on the field. They've had some success in their history as Smoky Mountain High School, certainly had a lot more success prior to becoming Smoky Mountain in the integration of Cullowhee High School with Silver Webster High School when it was Silver Webster High School. I don't have to tell anybody that. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast has that awareness when the Streeter kids were playing here and so forth. But this is a team that may be back on the rise, and you certainly can't look past what they've done this year. Smoky is at 5-4 now, 3-2 in the conference. So it's not a time for us to stub our toes a little bit tonight. Smoky Mountain had a big win last night coming back and scoring a lot of points unanswered in the second half. So you got to go out there and do the things that you've been doing, whether that's the defense that you played. Of course, last week we saw McKinley Brown with a huge night. We saw Jesse Anderson again with a huge night. So you did a lot of things well offensively in bad, or at least cold weather. Beautiful night here tonight, 64 degrees here at the stadium as we speak. But, again, it's not a time to be looking past this football team on this natural surface here tonight.
Well, and that's exactly. And Coach Chapel has done that all week long, is that he has preached to his team, and he's loved the response that he's gotten out of his kids. And, he believes this team. He just thinks this team is peaking at the right time. Right. He really likes where the mental aspect of this football team is at. He loves where they are physically. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, we got some kids banged up, but that's just the way we'll go, and we'll do things that way. But, you know, all in all is that he loves everything where they're at this point in time in the season, and he is believing that these kids have got the confidence. And that is all high school or football is about, is if you're playing and you have, as a team, you're playing with great confidence. That is the big thing. Confidence in what you do out on a football field is so important, but it's so hard to get into a team. True confidence. And this Pisgah Black Bear football team has that confidence. But, you know, listen, you know, you look at, you know, the team across the sidelines in that Smoky Mountain. Don't, you know, what has happened in the past, that's Smoky Mountain then,
right,
not Smoky Mountain now. Smoky Mountain now is a good football team.
Talking about around the mountains just a little bit here, and we'll get more into this in the second half hour. But going through games here tonight in this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference 3A, 2A. Of course, Tuscola at East Henderson tonight, West Henderson at Franklin, North Henderson at Brevard. When you look at the slate of games, Chuck, there really isn't any sort of head scratchers there in terms of what you think the outcomes are probably going to be. Tuscola on the road at East Henderson, they should win that football game. West Henderson, Franklin, certainly Franklin should win that game. North Henderson at Brevard might be a little bit of a toss-up. We'll see. But those two teams, North at 2-3 in the conference and Brevard at 2-3 in the conference, really aren't tremendous factors in terms of the playoff picture. So there's not a lot there really for us to look at right now. And then when you look over to Mountain Athletic 3A, 4A, all eyes continue to be on Irwin and Asheville. Irwin at 9-0, Asheville, the 3A team, at 7-2. Asheville is at North Buncombe tonight, and Irwin, I believe, is off the schedule tonight. I'm not positive about that, but I believe that that's an off date for them. So really, our focus has got to be on this game here tonight, buddy.
Oh yeah, yeah. You just can't take it lightly, but you know, none of Coach Chappell's teams. You know, every Friday night, Coach Chappell has his boys ready to play, and he's, you know, like I said, he's excited where his team's at in every category that I mentioned prior. You know, and I do want to bring this up is that Smokey's playing for something. They're 5-4 overall, but for playoff purposes, right now they're 5-3. Mm. They can finish if they get a win tonight. And then all of a sudden, that, what will that do for their confidence? And then they end up with North Henderson. They're at home next Friday to
right.
wrap up the regular
right.
season. They could go into the playoffs in the 2A or the 2AA
mm-hmm.
with a 7-3 record. Again, I point out, this is not Smoky Mountain then. This is Smoky Mountain today, now.
And they want to make noise in those playoffs.
They want to make noise, and they've got some playmakers that we have got to be concerned. But we got a great defense, too.
Yeah, we certainly do. When we return, we'll talk about college football, hit the NFL a little bit later on as well. You're listening to WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back live here in Silva as we get set for Smoky Mountain and Pisgah here, about 50 minutes, 45 minutes or so away. College football coming up tomorrow, a lot of big games as always this time of year. It's getting crunch time for them too, certainly. Looking at the top 25, Miami at number 7, a team that people didn't really think was going to be that good this year, I think, for the most part. They play number 3 Florida State. That game is in Tallahassee. That's an 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, national television. Ohio State, number 4 at Purdue at noon. It's Auburn at Arkansas at 6. Clemson at Virginia at 3:30. Tennessee at Missouri at 7. UTEP at Texas A&M. That's at 9. Mississippi State at South Carolina. They're ranked number 14. That's at 2:20 tomorrow. Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, two ranked teams there in the middle of the pack, sort of in the top 25. Nevada at Fresno State at 10:30. Colorado at number 17. UCLA at 7:30. Northern Illinois, who continues to creep up the polls again this year, at number 21. They take on UMass at noon. Wisconsin at Iowa at noon at 2:20. 22nd is Wisconsin's rank. 23, Michigan at number 24. Michigan State at 3:30. And then Arizona State, number 25, at Washington State. That was a final from last night. Arizona State, a winner over Washington State, 55-21. When you look at this schedule of games coming up tomorrow, all eyes are on Miami and Florida State.
I mean, what has Florida State done but just keep impressing you every single Saturday? They have just been lights out. And as strange as it was, is that they just dismantled North Carolina State, and they get leapfrogged by the Oregon Ducks in the BCS. Now it's a new 1 and 2 in the BCS rankings. Alabama number 1, Oregon Ducks number 2, Florida State and Ohio State looking up from the 3 and 4 spots respectively. And yeah, Chad, that game right there is a marquee game at 8 o'clock, and that's going to be a doozer.
ACC action: Virginia Tech at Boston College, Carolina at NC State at 12:30. That game will be available, I'm sure, as well. Wake Forest at Syracuse at 12:30. Pittsburgh at Georgia Tech. That game is at 7 o'clock. Other games in the SEC: Georgia at Florida, 3:30. Alabama State at Kentucky at 7:30. And then we go down to look at the Southern Conference. Furman at Georgia Southern at 1. Samford at number 15 now in the football championship division against the Citadel at 2. And Chattanooga at Appalachian State at 3:30. Chuck, Appalachian had a big win last week against a very good Georgia Southern team. I don't know if it's too early to say that they're riding the ship. No, they beat them really, really well. But you got to feel pretty good about that situation right now for Appalachian, that big win.
Well, I tell you what, the way Appalachian State won, but, you know, we have been talking about what has happened with Appalachian State, and you came up with something that I think is, and you start looking at it, and Appalachian State fans should not panic. And that is, there's a lot of kids being held out for redshirt years because
eligibility,
they want all their eligibility when they move to the Division I level. So they're willing, hey, look, we're not playing for a title. We're just going to play this year out because we can't go into the postseason because we're jumping up. So we're just going to play, you know, we're going to hold these freshmen. We're not going to play any of the true freshmen. Right. We're going to get them all eligible. So they got 4 years after this, and with the crop of kids that they'll be able to recruit with more scholarships.
Right.
To offer, and D1 and full scholarship to offer. So, you know, the bottom line is, they're going to be able to, you know, have some talent next year when they move to the Sun Belt Conference. So, but a great win against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Handily
against the team that's also making that jump to the same division in the Sun Belt.
Well, look, I'm pleased for Appalachian State, and we would be remiss to say, finally, the drought is over with. In overtime, Western Carolina breaks their string, finally wins a game. I mean, it was getting to a point where you were thinking, is this ever going to happen? What a dramatic way. Coach Spears, congratulations. You know, we hope that doesn't carry over to this Friday night, this football game, because his son's quarterbacking Zeb Spears for Smoky Mountain. But, you know, Western Carolina got off, you know, got a win in the Southern Conference.
I want to go back to Division I football and just looking and scanning across this top 25 list right now. And there are a couple teams, I think, that I want to mention. We mentioned just a minute ago one of them, but you look at Baylor right now at 7-0 at number 6, and the other team that I've got to say to you is Miami, and that was a team that nobody really had in their top 25. How dangerous are the Hurricanes right now?
Well, the well-coached Al Golden's football team, it resembles the old days of Penn State. Look what he did at Temple, you know, the doormat of college football. You know, the cellar dwellers, you know, they couldn't get 5,000. There were more people at the Tuscola Piskey game than they got at Temple game.
Yeah.
And now flips that program around, comes down and takes a program that, you know, is marred by, you know, rule violations, recruiting violations, and NCAA, you know, violations. I mean, and he's built this thing with a limited amount of scholarships and selling the fact what we're going to be in the future. Al Golden does it the right way, and it's a great thing what's happening. You know, they don't have all the talent that they used to have.
Right.
They don't have that showmanship. And thank goodness for that.
Right, I agree.
Miami's not the U.
Yeah.
They're Miami, Florida, not the U anymore. But, you know, I believe it's going to be a good game because of what Al Golden. And, yeah, Miami's a surprise, as well as the Baylor Bears. And nobody's talking about the Baylor.
No, they're not. And I guess that's because they don't typically have that pedigree. But they are in a part of the world in Texas there that, you know, shouldn't really blow too many people's minds. That's a good football team. And, you know, there's still, I guess, an opportunity for them to work their way into maybe the top four games. Though I would tell you that right now it looks like Alabama and Oregon are going to meet for the national championship.
Providing Oregon can get by Stanford.
Stanford at 7-1.
Right. And, you know, that Stanford, it's like one of those teams that Stanford knows how to play Oregon and has success against Oregon. And, you know, if Oregon even wins that game and it's close, and Florida State and Ohio State keep doing their, you know, their thing, you know, I just look at the top four, Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State. I believe three of the four will run the table, and one of those teams
wow.
are going to be left out for the BCS National Championship.
And that's, again, just adds more credence to that argument that we've had for so many years now. Is Stanford and Oregon the best regular season game of the year when we get to that point? Number two and number five?
I would say yes to that point, because what follows that in about two weeks after that is the Alabama and what Auburn has done.
Right.
The Iron Bowl is
right.
going to be one of those games, I think, at the top.
Right.
But I think, yes, up to that point, when we get there next week, I think that Stanford at Oregon will be a much better game than Miami, Florida, and Florida State is this Saturday.
When we return, we'll talk about the NFL, then we'll get you set up for this one here tonight. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Black Bear football.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95, or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back live here at the Stadium tonight in Silva as we get set for Pisgah and Smoky Mountain here. About 45 minutes away still. NFL action coming up this weekend, of course, Atlanta and Carolina. That game in Charlotte, that's a 1 o'clock kick. That'll be on TV, of course, locally. Other games, Kansas City at Buffalo, Minnesota at Dallas, Tennessee at St. Louis, New Orleans at the Jets, and San Diego at Washington. But again, I said this last week, you got to be impressed with what Kansas City's doing. Now, I don't know if this translates into magic for them in February or not. Many times that you see teams just come out of nowhere and get to that point, regardless of the store, regardless of the head coach in the situation or the situation with the quarterback that's been brought in. But I tell you what, it's hard to ignore what Kansas City's been able to do, really, on both sides of the football this year.
Philadelphia's got to be kicking themselves in the rear end, you know, getting rid of Andy Reid and Andy going to Kansas City, and all of a sudden he gets a running game, and look what he does with the Kansas City Chiefs, who weren't that very good last year.
No, they weren't.
So, I mean, to do this, you know, right now, Kansas City being in the position that they're in at 8-0, halfway point of the season, and they have not lost a football game. You know, 5-0 at home, 3-0 on the road. So they're, you know, right now you're looking at they're going to be flipped in the second half. They're going to have
right.
more road game.
Right.
So probably they'll stumble a couple
sure.
times. But they're in, you know, they're in a dogfight right now with Denver. And with San Diego looming back there, but I think Denver and Kansas City are going to battle that thing out. You know, and you look over the slate of this, it's one of those, again, another blasé week
yeah,
in the
I
NFL,
agree.
Because no, there's no game where both teams have winning
That's
records.
That's right.
There's always some team that, you know, I mean, every game there's the one opponent at least has a losing record, and it's just, it's like blasé. It's,
look at that Pittsburgh-New England game, Chuck. You know, if you think about it, you know, one of the teams that you always think about that's always going to be in it, maybe two or three, New England being one of them, for example, but you always feel like Pittsburgh's going to be right there. Boy, Pittsburgh's just having an awful, awful season where they can't get anything right. And I think that this, again, this is another example, and maybe Atlanta's part of this point too, but I think it's an example of these teams are so even, Chuck, that one or two chinks in the armor becomes explosive in terms of what happens on the field and results. And results in the NFL are simply wins. And you go from being that good to not being that good the next year. Again, it just tells you that the margin for error in the NFL is so minute that it can only take one good thing or one bad thing to completely change your perspective on your season. Kansas City on one end, Pittsburgh on the other are great examples of that.
Absolutely. And what you're going to find out is that what you have is the these teams in the NFL, you make a mistake, the opponent in the NFL, professional football players exploit it.
Yeah.
And, you know, turnover margin is a huge statistic in the NFL. Not so much in college, not so much in high school. It's important, but it is probably the stat is because you cannot give your opponent a short field. You got to make your opponent work it.
And you've got to hang on to the football.
You've got to take care of it. You know, it was best. It was the game. I'm really quickly trying to pick up. They came at halftime. And they, you know, the announcers were talking, you know, the halftime show, and they were like, look, this team, all they have to do is just hold on to the football.
Right, right.
You know, they're dropping footballs, and they're fumbling footballs. All they have to do, they don't have to make adjustments in scheme, and they just got to take care of the football, and they'll get back into this football game.
Let me ask you this question real quick, and I want to go again to that bottom end of the spectrum. But you look at a team like Jacksonville right now, who is 0-8. With internal issues, there are issues in terms of the viability in my mind of that franchise in that town in a small market to begin with. They struggle in terms of attendance, and several teams in that part of the world do as far as attendance goes. But Jacksonville, to me, looks like a team that's being primed to be moved, Chuck. And when you look and you see that Jacksonville over a four-year period, you know, three or four times are going and playing in London in that game. Is the NFL marketing Jacksonville to Great Britain? Are they thinking about looking at them in Los Angeles? Because we hear that talk. Because it's just not working out in Jacksonville right now. In any way, that you, shape, or form that you could say it should be.
I think Jacksonville's priming themselves to get Johnny Manziel, a marquee quarterback that will bring enthusiasm back. When you have an opportunity, whether you think he can play or not, to get Tim Tebow after he's been released right from the New York Jets, and you refuse to go get him, you're going to go get
him. Well, you should be desperate anyway.
Yeah, I mean, good gracious.
Yeah.
You know, Blaine Gabbert just is not the answer. He's a number one pick. But the problem when you draft a quarterback number one is 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years of guaranteed money of about anywhere from $35 to $55 million.
Right, right.
You got to live with that.
Right.
And so I believe what Jacksonville is doing is that they're priming themselves to get Johnny Manziel, a number one or a marquee player.
Okay, let me say this. Let me interrupt you right there.
When
you say priming, though, are you saying that they are doing things, at least in part, intentionally to have that number one pick?
No. Well, intentionally is that, look, we're not going to go out there to the free market. We're not going to make any trades. We're not going to go on the wire and start pulling players off and everything. You know, if we got our players, this is what we got.
But you also have to lose those ball games to have that number one.
Yeah,
pick.
I mean, they're going to try and win the ball games, but they realize you got to be blind to realize you don't have a level of talent that's needed to compete in the NFL.
Right.
Jacksonville's in that point, but you realize that, okay, you got smart people at Jacksonville. They're saying we don't have the talent to compete, so we got to go get the pieces. You get your pieces through the draft. And, you know, and what you got to do is your first pick has got to be one to put behind in the stadium to get so excited. Hey, we got Manziel, or we got Mariota,
right,
or we got
right
somebody that's going to light it up for us, and we're excited about who we got. Well, that's what they're priming themselves. They're playing out this season. They're trying to win the games. I'm not saying they're throwing
right,
but they know what they have, and they know what needs they have to address when it comes draft. And so, you know, if it falls away, and it's 0-8,
yeah,
they know.
There's no doubt about it. When we return, we'll finish up our NFL segment. More to come there. Stay tuned after this word from the Black Bear Cafe. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
back live here with the stadium show against Smoky Mountain tonight as Pisgah looks to get going with them here in just a few moments. One thing I want to mention real quick as we finish up our coverage, thank you, as we finish up our coverage of the National Football League, when you go back and you look at the NFC South, New Orleans is that team right now that's doing really, really well. They're the team that, in my mind, are the ones that are probably going to win that division. I'm not sure, though, that you're going to be able to ignore Carolina much further. I think they moved to 5-3 this weekend when they beat Atlanta. If they do that, they're right in the middle of things, at least for a wild card. Carolina is starting to knock on the door just a little bit.
Well, you know, there's a surprise. Carolina above 500, 4-3 record. Carolina 2-1 at home, 2-2 on the road. In comes Atlanta. That's a South Division game. And, Atlanta needs this game. I'll tell you what, if Atlanta loses this football game, they know it. They fall to 2-6.
I think after last week they do, because they were awful last week. I think that's a very real possibility.
And they got to win this game, but they've got to go on the road to Carolina. And, give them credit. Carolina is playing good football. Not great football, but just playing well enough to win. And I tell you, it's last, they were the benefactor of playing. They, because of their record last year, they don't have that strength of schedule. The Thursday night game where they just dismantled Tampa Bay 31-13.
Tampa Bay's having a rough time this year.
There's another team that they're just like, we realize we're not very good.
Exactly.
We got a lot of holes to address in the draft.
Exactly. Back in a moment. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Saturdays are special at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. That's when we serve up the best tasting fresh hand-cut ribeye and New York strip steaks around. You can enjoy a steak, your choice of potato, salad, and bread for only $11.95. Or choose a half-pound Black Bear burger and fries for only $6.95. We make Saturday special at the Black Bear Cafe. Bring your friends and family for a Saturday night steak dinner at the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Back to the Football Friday Preview, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Tim Hodges, Chuck Feeminitz, and Chad Upland here from the stadium tonight. Chuck, I want to mention this and stay kind of with the NFL, but I think it's a broader topic. This week we learned that the Miami Dolphins have an offensive lineman, a kid that's been with them for 3 years, and I've never heard of this, but especially at the NFL level. Been with the team for 3 years, has left the team after a joke was played on him in the locker room or a practice field or somewhere like that. And it sounds like that it wasn't just this incident, but the term that I heard and read in the newspapers this week was that there was a culture of bullying within the ranks of this team. Now, goofing around and having a good time is one thing, but when pro players walk out the door and leave their livelihood behind, we've got the problem, and I think we've got a problem that needs to be addressed. What are your thoughts on this right now?
The professional football is, the young man took it to heart, and it's, look, in professional football, if you ever go get, watch in, Hard Knocks, where you watch training camp and up to the season starts, the Jets, the Cincinnati Bengals for the second time around, and the Ravens, they are guys. It's vicious. What they say, it's not college. It's not Joe Rah-Rah's out there. And so it can get out of hand. You can have what you may have as an instigator. You may have a group of guys that take it too far. They don't know where to draw the line. And, and we have a culture in the NFL that is, it's the culture where we have to address the targeting rules. And,
right.
And so we come up with these things because they just don't know when to pull back. And it tells me one thing, Chad, in professional football, there is no team.
I was just going to say that because to me, when you talk about this example, first of all, I think it's an example of a bigger problem that we're all facing. I know that I face it in my work as an elementary school principal. I know you've been around athletics and been around young men a long time. You've seen some of those things we're talking about, too. So it's a problem there for those individuals. But here's the other thing from the team perspective. I don't see how those types of actions and activities, whether they're supposed to be whatever they are or not, translate into winning football games, and that's got to be under the control of the general manager and of the owner and the teams that are running this team. I do not see how that can ever be part of a culture of winning.
It is not. And I will tell you this, all that matters to a professional athlete is that paycheck. That's all that matters. I'm a professional. Give me my big dollars and paycheck. But I will go one step further, and nobody's talked about this. I am totally against paying college ball players. If you don't want this same actions of this team losing
teams. That's a good point. Nobody's talking
about the fact that if you start paying college athletes, you lose the team.
Yeah, that's
because
a great
all
point.
They care about is that supplemental check.
Right.
And all they care about is their little paycheck. And then they take their focus. You can tell me all these proponents. I agree. I understand where you're coming from. I get it. You're passionate about it. You want to take care of kids. But from a purist standpoint of team football, it's a team sport. You lose the team just like you lose the team in the NFL because all they care about is their paycheck in professional football. You will lose the team in college football once you start paying.
Well, I tell you what, that is an excellent point and one that I have not heard and not thought about. And you're right. I have not heard anyone else say that. That's a terrific point. When you introduce that other factor, the big factor, with dollar signs and green, then you change the complexion in a lot of ways. And, you know, the argument is the universities are making money and those kinds of things. But the individuals are not, and those are the individuals that are making it happen on the field. So you're right. And I think that also kind of tells you that the college game is a pure form of the game in general.
And when you already got a culture of me coming into college football from the high school. We have taken our college game and, you know, the rivals and the scouts and 4 stars and 5 stars and kids are developing the me.
Right.
And what can I get beyond a scholarship that pays for room, board, books and tuition and, you know, experience in college. And then you add that little caveat in there. Oh, by the way, here's your paycheck.
Right.
And, you know, I want college football to remain that way. And, yes, you know, there may be ways of giving them more through the athletic department, everybody. But do not start. If you start, in my opinion, if you start giving that paycheck, however small it is, to a kid, then it becomes his focal point of give me money. And then it's like, look, I don't care about the team. I just care about playing football on Saturdays to prepare myself for Sundays, and I want my paycheck. I want to be able to get money for what I do. And I just think it's all filtered into that Yahtzee bin, you know, where you shake them dice up and you roll it and see what you get. And it's for what takes place, it's amazing. What Jonathan Martin did at Miami, the offensive lineman, to walk, as you said, walk away from that huge paycheck and think, wow, that must have been major for him from his standpoint.
I think that the conversation that's going to be generated about this, if it hasn't already, is going to be huge, and I think it's probably a good conversation that we really need to have, and maybe that'll filter into talking some things you're talking about, too, and help us find some solutions there. When we return, we'll get started, talk about this game tonight. We'll talk about high school football in general, particularly as it pertains to 3A football and what that might mean for Pisgah. You won't want to miss our next step. About 25 minutes away now from kickoff. You're listening to AM 920 WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
You've been listening to the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season long exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe. The Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports.
Third and goal from the 2. Black Bears knocking on the door right here. Snap. Back to pass. Looking. Floats one. Left side.
The tight end is wide open. 10, 5, and he will get in. Touchdown. And the men in red have gone on top 6-2. Pisgah on the goal line now, and they will go for it on fourth down. Snap, straight ahead. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Big Black!
It's Pisgah Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL. Brought to you in part by Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Singleton's Automotive, Pisgah Tire Company, WNC Towing, Haywood EMC, Jukebox Junction, WNC Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Burger King, Champion Credit Union, Patton Morgan Clark Insurance, Rogers Express Lube, Riverview Farm and Garden, Empire Automotive, Martin's Drugs, Jim Bromley Financial Services, Southeastern Sports Medicine, American Pond, SIDS on Main, and Sellers Florist. Now, here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Live from Pisgah Memorial Stadium. No, excuse me. We're in Silva tonight at Smoky Mountain High School. The Black Bears will take on Smoky Mountain tonight. This is game number 9 now, I believe, right? Or is it game 10? It's game 10.
Game 10.
Game 10 as we get set for this big game here tonight. Pisgah comes in with a record of 7-2. They win tonight. They can go to 8-2. Win next week, they could go to 9-2. Now, the thing that we want to talk about, and this is a good segue into that portion, is that one of those games we can take away as a defeat, and that was go back all the way back to the second game of the year against Irwin. When you look at adding a game as far as the endowment for the state of North Carolina, you take the pool, the larger pool of all the non-conference games, and if any of those games you want, you can select as a throwout game, correct? And what that would effectively do is allow Pisgah to drop one of their losses so they can go into the playoffs with a 9-1 record if they take care of their business. And that just tells you the importance of this game here tonight, too, when you look at a 9-1 record in terms of what we're talking about in terms of playoffs, in terms of seedings and so forth, versus a 7-3, if we're unable to do what we need to do or whatever in between. It's a huge deal, and that's why this game's so important right now.
Yeah, this game and next week's game, but all eyes are of the Pisgah Black Bears are on this football game right here. And it's real simple processes that the state determined for state playoffs that all teams go in with 10 game records. And, you know, they allow team, not every team plays endowment.
Right.
So they.
We didn't. Was it last year or year before?
It was, I think, the year jammed up on me. But it was just a couple of years ago where we had 10 games. We didn't play an 11th endowment. But around the state, about maybe 70, 75% of your teams play an endowment game. Well, it's not fair to seed according to records. So they say, okay, fine. Because you play an endowment game and half that money of your gate goes to the state North Carolina High School Athletic Association, we'll just say that you can take a non-conference game off to assure that you go in with a 10-game record, and that will everybody will be seated accordingly with equal records, you know, equal 10-game records. If you're 11-0, you're going into the playoffs 10-0. And so that's the way their format. I love that format.
Now, let me mention a couple things. Number one, we are waiting still. The average daily membership, or the ADM numbers that are released by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, those should be coming out very soon, which will give us a division. Each division, there are four, are divided into two subdivisions each, giving a total throughout the state of 8. For us, moving up from 2A to 3A, last year, as you remember, we have been for some time, in that 2AA subdivision. This year we're projecting ourselves to be in a 3A division of the two, 3A and 3AA, the lower in the 3A division. So we're waiting those numbers. So that's number one. Number two, the system has changed again and has reverted back to a more similar system that we had a few years ago. We've gotten away from the pod system kind of situation. We're not doing those anymore. So it's more straight up, and giving probably more authenticity into the seedings that we've got right here. So those are the two things that we're looking at right now. But, Chuck, we were able to glean some information this week, get an idea of where things may lie right now, and have an idea of some teams that we need to be paying attention to as we go through the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And you know, this is what you're, you know, this is the time bracketology, you know, you see it in March where, they, you know, you got these guys that, for basketball, they're pairing out for – where you're going to be seated and everything. So, you know, ADM numbers are, I think they're scheduled out by Tuesday. So that allowed the selection committees for the state association to start preliminary putting teams together based on what happens. Okay, here it happens. But now if this happens on the last day of the regular season, you know, then this team will move here. So they get an idea. If everything falls into order, they've already got them. They'll have a preliminary bracket by Friday before kickoffs of all the regular season finales.
When we look at these teams that we need to be paying attention to, and you've done a good job of trying to collect those, and I know that Tim is going to try to pay attention and try to get some of those scores for us as we go through. But some other key games around the region that we want to look at, when I say region, I'm talking about Western North Carolina all the way out, you know, past Anson County perhaps now. So we're looking at the half of the state. Burns and Crest, a huge game tonight, and I'll let you mention something about that in a moment. Central Cabarrus at East Rowan. Cox Mill at West Rowan. Freedom at St. Stephen's. Hickory at Watauga. Hickory Ridge at Carson. Marvin Ridge at Anson County. Patton at Highbright. South Point at North Gaston. Weddington at Piedmont. Folks, I'm telling you, we'll try to get those scores for you, but if you can in the next 24 hours, you'll want to try to find those scores as well, because they will certainly have something to do with what happens to our football team right now.
Loving high school football, as all the fans listening love this game, is that the man that is probably the best at what he does is from CarolinaPreps.com. And that's Chris Hughes. And this guy, for years, I followed this man's work. And when he puts out things two weeks in advance, it's almost to the, you know, the pairings. It's
right.
Very rare. And what changes it is that game that, you know, the upset games that kind of tweak a little things. But when it comes out, when Chris Hughes from CarolinaPreps.com does his thing, you can pretty much take a lot of it, 90 to 95% of it, to the bank that this is going to be the way it's paired.
Right. And I will tell you that when we go into tomorrow, I know Tim's going to try to not to get some of these scores for you, but I will work as hard as I can overnight to have the scores from the games that I just listed for you a few minutes ago and give you an idea of some of those things and how they broke out too. But you're talking about the bracketology right now. What kinds of things are you seeing?
Well, one thing, you know, you look at obviously where and who's going to be pitted against Pisgah. And Pisgah, what Chris Hughes has is Pisgah seeded number 4 home. And they will play the number 13 seed Hickory, which is 5-3. They're 6-3 right now, but they're 5-4, but they can knock off
Correct.
That one game, and they've got the, you know, as you said, they're playing Watauga tonight up at Watauga.
Now, when you say that, if you're talking about Pisgah being in the top 4 seeds, the top 2 teams would have 3 playoff games at home if they were to win.
Yes.
The top 4 teams would be guaranteed, so number 3 and number 4 would have 2. So what we're basically saying here right now is that if we are able to get that 3 or that 4 seed, that we would have, as long as we win, guarantee 2 playoff games at home on the river. That's a big deal.
Right. And the other team in that opening bracket below us is number 5 seed High Brighton, 7-1, playing number 12 seed North Gaston, which is also 5-3 for playoff purposes. That's going into tonight's football game. So if Pisgah was able to dispatch Hickory from the state playoffs in the opening round, they would play the winner of High Brighton or North Gaston at Memorial Stadium, home game number 2 in the second round. Then from there, it's just trying to figure out, you know, because what you're looking at, we are in that upper bracket
right.
with number 1 seed South Point.
Right. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about this bracket. Chuck's got some information for you that might very well blow your mind. You do not want to miss it. We'll be back in just a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Welcome to Canton's newest auto repair service, Empire Automotive on Asheville Highway just east of Canton Hill. Stop getting ripped off on car repairs. Empire Automotive invites you to go in for a free estimate of your repairs. Experience and fair prices, that's Empire Automotive, serving all your auto repair needs across from the hotspot on Asheville Highway. Phone 492-1515 for Empire Automotive. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a 5-pack of Easy Pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True Values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings, we will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Back to Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here, Silva, North Carolina, as we get set for Pisgah and Smoky Mountain. But once we go back and again, talk a little bit about this bracket. One of the things that we've been hearing all year long, I guess, or at least the last half of the year, is that no matter how good we were, because the 3A was so stacked with these really good teams, there was a potential that we could win our division of our conference and still maybe only have one game at home in the playoffs. So you got to feel a little bit better right now. At least I do. That was the biggest thing that maybe stuck out in my mind when we looked at this. But there was something else that I thought was just fascinating as this may play out. You always like to hear interesting stories, and there's a lot of them in this bracket. One of the things that I thought was interesting, you've got Anson County that used to be a much larger school in the dropping all the way to the 3A. Not only that, this team is, we thought we had a long way to go to Forest Hills when we played them a few years ago. Anson County is just this side. That's Wadesboro. It's just this side of Rockingham. That's 4 hours away from us. So it's interesting to think that they might be included in the West Division. But the biggest thing, the most important thing that I got from looking at this, the most intriguing thing, was that there's a possibility that Tuscola maybe hosts a Central Cabarrus team that features their former coach.
Absolutely. When talking with Chris Hughes, that was the big thing he highlighted when he sent his projections. And he said, look at that number 6 seed, Tuscola. And I said, and I didn't look down who they're playing number 11. But Tuscola at 7-1, providing they win out and they go to 6, they got to have that record to get that 6, because 7 is also Piedmont. So Tuscola is watching Piedmont. But he said, and I looked down, he said, look at that opponent. And I said, Central Cabarrus. And then it took me a minute. I went, that's Kiefer's team.
Right.
They have right now, the way it's set, is that number 11 Central Cabarrus, Donnie Kiefer, will bring in his Viking team into Weatherby Stadium to play the Tuscola Mountaineers. What? I mean, there's a sense of humor about it, the selection committee. What a gate that would be to see the coach that, one of the most successful coaches in a short period of time that Tuscola had, left Tuscola, went to Central Cabarrus, and then they got to come to Waynesville to play his old team. Now, look, I know Donnie Kiefer. Yeah. Tuscola better be ready for that game.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that he's not going to do everything that he can to do everything he can to win that football
game. Oh, and win it big.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we might be looking at there. And, again, we're not – there's certainly no guarantees. We don't know the ADM numbers yet. But in terms of our best guess, that's our best guess right now. And there's got to be something said to that. And again, when you go and you look at this guy's history and what he's been able to do in the past, he's been pretty good about getting things right. So you got to feel like you're at least in the ballpark on some of these things.
Right. And I asked him, I said, well, what if, obviously Tuscola's going to win. I really believe Tuscola's going to win. been big against East Henderson tonight. Winless at 0-9 coming into this ball game, and I said, but they have Franklin home on the season, you know, the regular season finale. I said,
that's
what if they were to lose that game, they would then go into the playoffs with an 8-2 record. And he said, it then depends on one, PMOT, who's number 7 at 7-1, but they are 3 seed in their conference right now. And then, you know, and number 8, Carson. He said, Carson would not be a factor. It would factor in is what Piedmont. So
right.
if Piedmont stumbles and Tuscola stumbles, then this will stay.
Okay, so let's look at this right now real quick. Tell me the teams again that give me the 4 teams beyond Tuscola and Pisgah in the 3A West that people need to be paying attention to in the next 2 weeks.
Well, you want to always watch number 1. Number 1 seed, South Point. They're 9-0. They're ranked number 2 in the state of North Carolina. In the 3A West brackets, out of the 16 teams, only 2 are ranked in the top 10 in Class 3A throughout the state.
Right.
Number 2, Burns, is number 2 seed. Burns is ranked number 4 in the state. They are also 8-0, but they have to play Shelby Crest tonight. Then we obviously got to watch Hickory, because that's the key opponent right there. High Brighton, I'm going to keep eyes on Central Cabarrus and Tuscola now. So you're going to keep your eyes on South Point. You're going to keep your eyes on High Brighton, Hickory.
Burns
are the team. And then for being a Haywood County guy, I'm also going to be watching Piedmont, you know, see what they do tonight in their football game. Because, you know, I mean, crying out loud, you look at this thing. They're hosting Weddington tonight. I mean, if this falls the way Chris Hughes says, which I'm telling you, the track record is it could happen this way. What an incredible opening round in the 3A West bracket.
And I want to go back and sort of clear this up a little bit. One of the teams that Chuck mentioned there was High Bright. And the reason why High Bright might be a factor is, number 1, they have a very similar record to us, and they may be seated very close to us. Number 2, they could very well be a second-round opponent in Canton if things shake out the way we're looking at right here. And we have seen High Bright, certainly, in recent memory.
Absolutely. You always want to watch the 3-seed Freedom, which they're 8-0. So, look, I mean, let's just take... So I'm going to look at 4, Pisgah, 5, High Brighton. I want to know the team that's battling for that 4 spot. High Brighton's with an identical 7-1 record. High Brighton tonight, they're home against Patton. They're favored big to win that football game, but Patton is also in that. And that could be a game, because Patton, even though they're favored big, Patton's 7-1 and
right.
a 9 seed.
Right, right.
And a 9 seed. So there's some strong football down there in that Catawba Valley region of the West bracket. But I want to watch High Brighton from Pisgah's standpoint, and Hickory, because that could be the opponent first round for the Black Bears. But High Brighton's a team that if we maintain ourselves and do what we're supposed to do and take care of our business, then we'll finish and get that 1 seed above High Brighton.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing about High Brighton too, Chuck, the last time that we played them, they beat us pretty good. Now, the time before that, I think we got them. But I remember going to High Brighton the last time in the cold.
Oh.
And that was in late November, second week of November there. And got beat pretty bad down there. So you got something to give them back, and they jumped up from 2A to 3A, too. So that's a team that you may very well see and you want to keep your eyes on.
And then everybody, okay, well, then who is South Point scheduled to play? Poor number 16 seed. Feeding them to the Lions is North Henderson. North Henderson would get that last 16 seed of the 3A West bracket because they've moved up from 2A to 3A also.
Right.
And so they would draw South Point, to go down there. But what an exciting time was to sit there. You know, I never got really into the bracketology for basketball, but I always loved projections and everything. But, you know, it's been about the last 4 or 5 years I've really been following, you know, Chris Hughes at CarolinaPreps.com. And, I mean, this is as of November 1st.
Again, those teams that we mentioned just a few minutes ago, Tim's going to do the best he can to get an idea of that here tonight, and I will certainly do everything that I can to give you updates on those teams tomorrow morning during the Brett Chappell Show. Let's take a time out here. When we return, we'll get you set for kickoff. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Jukebox Junction, backing the Bears. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare through lunch and dinner, including daily specials, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox handles your sweet tooth with ice cream, sundaes, sodas, and shakes. Call to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light. Also open Sunday from 8:30 till 3.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Tim Hodges, Brian DeBerg, Chuck Fiebernets, Chad Upton here from the stadium as we get set for this huge ball game tonight. Again, I think that's good insight for everybody to look ahead. And we'll certainly keep our focus on the things that are going on in front of us right now, but we certainly want to be prepared and have the information that we need to have as we go forward. And if you keep it right here, we're going to give that to you. Don't forget to always join us during the Frank Bird morning show just after 7 o'clock, and I'll tell you a little bit more about those things as we go into next week. So next Friday morning, just after 7 o'clock with Frank Bird on the Good Morning Show, we'll talk a bit more about Pisgah football as we always do in the morning. And I can give you more detail about things, kind of give you a little bit of a preview as to what the things that we'll be talking about on game night as well. So particularly this time of year, I would hope that you get a chance to do that. The other thing I want to mention to you, exciting news around WPTL. There's a lot of things going on, exciting things. We go on the air 24 hours a day starting tonight. So this will be the first time that after the broadcast, we will not leave the air. We'll continue with country music and, of course, ABC News and local weather and all those things, broadcasting 24 hours a day now. So we'll continue the overnight hours and hope that you'll join us for those programs as well. A lot of things going on. One of the things I wanted to mention to you about an event that will be going on at the stadium next week to help the Canton Community Kitchen, which is just above the stadium there in Canton. The Canton's Lion Club will be collecting canned food and other non-perishable food items at the gate of the Pisgah and Brevard football game on November the 8th, and of course that's next week. All collections will go to the community kitchen to continue to feed the patrons over the winter. Both Lions Club and Pisgah's Leo Club members will be at both gates, the north and the south gates, on November the 8th to collect food as fans enter the stadium. That's a terrific job that they do at the community kitchen. Of course, Lions Club involved with that now. And winter's coming up, cold weather's coming up, and there's a lot of families, as you know, around our area that are in need. So you can help your neighbors out directly by bringing canned food items to the game next week and then donating them to the Lions Club. They'll be at both gates next week before the game starts. So we'll certainly promote that a couple of times here tonight and hope that you're able to make that happen as well.
Chad, the toss was won by Smoky Mountain, and they have elected to receive.
Both teams about ready to enter the field. The halftime tonight, we'll take it back to the studio, changing things up a little bit, and kind of updating and upgrading a little bit. Tim Hodges will have our scoreboard for us at halftime, and we'll also have a scoreboard show following the game back at the station with Tim Hodges. He'll be your host for that portion of our broadcast. And, of course, Rhonda will be with us at halftime to talk about athletics going on up on the hill at Pisgah. It has basketball, wrestling, all those things beginning to start and crank up, but we're not done quite yet with football. Still got a lot to do and a lot of business to take care of as we begin this march, we hope, towards Raleigh. So a lot going on WPTL, of course, and around the mountain. We'll be right here to broadcast all of those things for you. A little bit of a delay as the interesting sight here as the band marches off the field. The Pisgah players within feet of that band as they're already out there ready for the opening kick, and of course Black Bears will be kicking tonight towards Smoky Mountain to start the game. Pisgah will have the ball to start the second half. Of course, the Mustangs tonight, blue shirts, gray pants, looks like a black helmet with black and blue trim. A little bit of a different look for the Mustangs here. They've had several looks. Black in their uniform scheme now. Black Bears, white shirts, white pants, black helmets, red power P and black numerals and red trim. Here's Higdon to get things started for us here. And here's the kick. It's a low kick. It'll be bounding on this natural surface, and he'll run right into a Pisgah defender. And that's Donnie Mamp who makes a tackle. And now Smoky Mountain will go on offense for us to start this ball game in their first drive.
Boy, Donnie Mamp just come down like he had his hair was on fire and just made a great tackle. I mean, there was no slowing up on Donnie on that one. Good kick coverage by the young man.
And this is a system that seems to work for Pisgah on these kickoffs.
It takes a special person to be on a kickoff coverage team. You got to fly down that field. I mean, bodies are flying all over the place.
Yeah, and it's not an easy thing to do physically. Two receivers either side of the set. One set, they're in a shotgun. They've got a wing to the left in the middle of the field at about the 27-yard line. Back to pass, wants to throw, flips out here, and it's incomplete, and he was met immediately right there, and there was no way that he was going to get yards, and if he caught it, he lost yards. Just as good, it was incomplete. Trevor Johnson up quickly from his position to make that hit.
Nick Naper coming out of the backfield, got a nice pass from Zeb Spears, but Jeff Henson was right there reading the play. It was just a little swing pass to the back out of the wide side of the field, and yes, Henson just cleaned it up.
Two receivers now to the right for the Mustangs. One to the left, just underway here, no score. First drive of the game tonight for either team. Snap, and he fumbles the ball, and it's on the turf, and we'll see who's got it. Pisgah's got a chance to recover here, and I believe they may have. They do. Pisgah football to start this game on the second snap for the Mustangs. It was a bad snap exchange, and the Black Bears go on offense already in good field position.
The man that got it was Kyle Terrell, who was up over center. Zeb Spears, out of the shotgun the first play, came up under center, and the center quarterback exchange was flubbed, and Kyle Terrell was there to get that football.
After the turnover, the ball is spotted on the 28-yard line.
28-yard line again is a spot from the right hash mark here. 11:45, first quarter, no score. Pisgah's first touches on offense now. Two receivers either side of the set. As Martinez and White go to the right side, Johnson Anderson to the near side, and one setback for McKinley Brown out there. Out of the shotgun, play action. Two-step drop. Steps up in the pocket. He's got room. Now he'll throw deep. He's got a man down there. It's incomplete and high. Intended for Trevor Johnson. It's incomplete.
That was to the corner of the end zone. When he flushed the pocket, he pulled himself laterally to the line of scrimmage and then saw Trevor in the corner. Just threw a little high pass. He had his back. He had the man positioned where he wanted him, but it was just a little high throw out of McKinley Brown.
All right, so Anderson comes to the near side this time along with Johnson again. White to the right side slot. Martinez splits way out there. On the far side, Lucas Hall is the setback. And here's a give to Lucas Hall. Lucas Hall is met after getting maybe 2-3 yards. They'll give him three. It'll be third down and seven now at about the 25-yard line.
Carlos Panjola, their leading tackler, made that tackle, his middle linebacker spot. They're disguising interior or not the boundary, but interior blitz is coming up in between the guards.
Brown, shotgun again on third and seven. He gives ahead this time. The ball is carried inside the 20-yard line to about the 18-yard line. It'll be close. He might be just shy. And we'll have to check the spot right here. No, it's a first down for the Big Black and the Black Bears inside the Hometown Hardware red zone for the first time tonight.
Nice run out of the spread formation. Lucas Hall the second time. Good. They pick up great yardage running inside the tackles. Going downhill running.
Four receivers set once again. Now go shotgun. Quiet here tonight. Pisgah in the red zone. Here's a snap. Brown will pitch late. About 7-8 yards gain. That ball might be on the turf. It is, and I think Smokey Matt might have recovered. They did. So Pisgah turns the football over right there as Lucas Hall fumbles it after getting decent yardage deep in the red zone.
Just trying to make a big play. Got tackled and spun around, but when he spun around, there was two Mustangs on his arms, and they ripped, and that ball went to the turf. And about three or four Mustangs pounced on it.
So back to square run after two turnovers here to start the ball game, one by each team. That's uncharacteristic, really, Pisgah in a lot of ways. So Pisgah in the defensive red zone, the single stop defensive red zone, two receivers to the right, two to the left. Snap. Play action. Swings one out here. It has caught a lot of defense around him, and they're going to bring him down at about the 5-yard line. And I believe we lost yards for Smoky Mountain. It'll be second and long.
Hall was there, and also Jeff Henson. They're trying a little swing passes, that flat to the line of scrimmage, not vertical. They're not testing the upper half of the secondary. They're trying to get it out there into the wide side of the flats, and Pisgah's having nothing with that. I mean, they're just ripping off of blocks and making great tackles behind the line of scrimmage.
A Big Black sponsor, North Carolina Pond and Gun, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, and Jim Bromley with Edward Jones. One receiver to the right, two to the left. Hard cadence now. Here's the snap. He rolls to the left looking. He'll throw out here, and it's caught, and he's drugged down inside the 5-yard line again. I think another loss down there deep in the red zone defensively for Pisgah, and now it'd be third and long here.
Be interesting to see what kind of blitz Ricky Brindley will dial up for the Pisgah Black Bears. All four of their offensive plays have gone to the wide side of the field. Ricky likes to dial up that frontal blitz from the boundary.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left on third and long, deep in Smoky Mountain territory. Pisgah's defense looks like they're coming. Here's a snap, quick throw, and it's caught, but nowhere near the first down yardage. He only gets out to the 11-yard line, and now the Mustangs will have to punt out of the single-stop red zone.
That was right there. That was Nick Napert that caught that. That was just a little hitch pass, trying to get it to a playmaker in space, but there's not a whole lot of space for Zeb Spears to throw the football.
Zach Bryson, back to punt for the Mustangs.
All right. So Trevor Johnson, Jesse Anderson back deep to receive. They're inside their territory to begin. Here's the punt, high, hanging, fair call for, and it's caught at the 45-yard line by Martinez, and he'll go down right there. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Clive here at the stadium. First down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Flags come in, and we'll check the call. Don't forget tomorrow morning to join us for the Brett Chappell Show at EM, brought to you by Carolina Pond and Gun, Hometown Hardware, Plus Linen and Uniform, Haywood Insurance, and Southeastern Sports Medicine. What was the call there, Chuck?
Well, it was just the center, Cody Lamb, started to make the snap, and the ball got out of his hands, and that's just, an illegal procedure call.
They'll try it again now, first and 15 from midfield. Two receivers either side of the set, one set back. Here's a give straight ahead. They'll try to get some running room, and they'll get 5 yards as the give to Lucas Hall. Picks up five. It'll be second and 10 now with 8:14 in the first quarter. No score. Pisgah's second touch of the night. They fumbled it their first time inside the hometown hardware red zone.
Second and 10.
I like that. Hometown hardware red zone. We want to get in that zone a lot tonight.
Absolutely. Back to pass. Swings one out here. It's caught at the 50. Gets a couple of blocks at the 40-yard line and all the way down to the 44-yard line right there as Anderson did a good job of waiting on his blocks down there by his receivers that brought him some yards. And it's going to be close to a first down for the Black Bears.
That's right on the line, on the 35-yard line. We're looking. They're going to give it a first down. Just a little wide receiver swing screen pass.
Behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and he got the good blocks out front and picked up enough yardage to move the chains.
Two receivers near to the set. Near to us, to the far side. White this time in the slot left. Snap, and Brown's going to keep straight ahead. He picks up 2 yards right there to the 20. No, make that the 33-yard line. It'll be second down.
Nice push out of the offensive line. Cheryl Rathbone, Kyle Terrell, Cody Lamb, Holt Underwood, Jacob Boyd. That's McKinley Brown's offensive line.
We fumbled on our first drive, but Pisgah so far offensively looks like they're sort of setting the tone up front right here for us. White goes to the right side slot. Two receivers out there, two to the near side. Shotgun again. This time Brown will keep after faking the give, and he's up inside the 30, make it right at the 30-yard line. So it'll be a third down play and five coming up now with 6:40 left in the first quarter. Of course, no score.
And you would expect this out of Dave Napert, the head coach for Smoky Mountain, a former college football coach, along with Brett Chappell. This is a chess game between the two head football coaches. They are disguising their coverages. They're looking like they're playing man, and before the snap, they're backing up.
Two receivers either side of the set. Back to pass. Looks pump fakes right. Now in trouble. Still looking, and he's going to try to keep it and go out of bounds. So that did not work at all. As it looked like a little bit of indecision from McKinley right there, whether he wanted to run or throw, the ball spotted outside the 30, and it's fourth down.
Decision time for Coach Chappell. Does he want to play, you know, the battle for field position right now and pin them deep in their territory or go for it? And it looks like, Chad, he's going to elect to go for this fourth down, and which looks to be 5 yards with 6-11.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left on fourth down. Back to pass, looking. He's got time. He throws nowhere near the first down as Hunter White is tackled well shy. And it'll be Smoky Mountain football.
Tackled by Leaf Lake.
And I tell you what, it was just shy, but it looks like I don't think they'll measure. I'm looking for the placement. Hunter got to the sticks. And if they mark him the forward progress, they're going to measure. I think he's shy by about a length of a football. Looking at it right from here, but
Chuck, I want to mention something to you. There is no better high school football producer in North Carolina than Tim Hodges, and I'll tell you why. High Brighton leads Patton 7-0. Hickory leads Watauga 7-0. As he's found those scores, and he's the man. Once again, High Brighton leads Patton 7-0. Hickory leads Watauga 7-0, and we'll check the measure here. Just shy. First down coming up for the Mustangs. We'll take a timeout after the turnover. 6:03 in the first quarter, no score. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at Smoky Mountain High School. No score in this defense for the Black Bears tonight already swarming, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's negative yardage for Smoky Mountain all night long, and on the opening play, they tried a sweep play, and who else? Jeff Hansen was there just to blow that up for a loss of about 6 yards.
So it'll be second 16 now. Ball spotted just to the midfield side of the 20 from the right hash mark. Two receivers left, one right for the Mustangs. Hard Kane at snap. Wants to throw. Looks over the middle of the field. He's got a man down there, and it's caught in the middle of the field out to the 34-yard line. And he'll be just shy of the first down.
Got it to the middle of the field, dropping safeties out of it because their formations creating, they're having to cover wide receivers, three and four wide receiver sets all over the field. So they're having to drop a safety out of the middle of the field, and Dave Napier is attacking that zone where they're dropping the safety.
Middle of the field's always open in high school football, and he found it. Two receivers right, two to the left, snap, and a fumble on the play, and it's on the turf, and it's picked up, and Smoky Mountain will lose yards. And now they'll probably have to punt the football. So that miscue, even though it wasn't a turnover, probably leads to a turnover, really, when you look back at this punt that's going to be coming up here, Chuck.
That's the second time they went up underneath center, and they just botched the quarterback-center exchange. That'll be something where Smokey will have to address. They may, you know, just pack it up and say, we're not going
to
do it.
And that's supposed to be the safer of the two options versus the shotgun. Here's a snap. He's going to run, and he'll punt it rugby style. Nice punt to the right side. It'll take a roll out of bounds. Pisgah will start this drive from the 34. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud of our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good it'll make you squoil.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at Smoky Mountain High School. Pisgah goes back on offense now after the punt, the 34-yard line. Here's a give, this time to Vadre, who's in the backfield now, and he gets up to the 39-yard line. He picks up three. It'll be second and seven.
Nice little run by Vadre. I mean, he's got more moves than Barry Sanders did at this level.
And what that tells me is that he's fully healthy now after being dinged up a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. They just wanted to get some threat in the backfield to keep Smokey playing that. Be honest, I'm playing that run.
Three receivers to the right side. You've got Jesse Anderson here to the near side by himself in single coverage. A lot of defensive backs right here. So they look like they're going to back off. Here's a snap, and McKinley Brown will keep, and he's met pretty quickly by one of those defensive ends down there at the 39-yard line. So maybe a yard. It'll be third down and five as Pisgah looked pretty good just a moment ago, and they're having a little bit difficult time right here as Brett Chappell is out on the field for this timeout. We'll take a timeout down the line as well. Reynolds leads Robertson 3-0 here, and there's no score with 3:18 left in the first quarter in a third and five play coming up for the Black Bears. WPTL. The voice of Pisgah football.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Our big black sponsor is Carolina Pond and Gun, also by Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King, Riverview Farm and Garden, American Pond and Pickers, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left on third down and five for the Black Bears. Snap, wants to throw. Rolls to the right side. It's got time. Loads up. Fires first down yardage and more. It's Martinez still on his feet and then gang tackled at the 45-yard line, but now in Smoky Mountain territory and a first down for the Big Black.
That's a smash route. They're running combination routes. They're putting two receivers on both sides of the line and just running combo routes. That was a flag in the inside guy and just a hitch, and he just found a big open pocket. Combination routes, that's, you know, just simple outs and ups and And hitches are going to work great against his zone secondary.
Three receiver strips to the right, one single to the left side. Wants to throw, swings one out to the left side. It's caught at the 45, looks for some blocks, now downfield. Inside the 35-yard line and tackled at the 33-yard line. First down coming up again, this time to the left side.
Just a nice swing pass to Lucas Hall, who just picked it up and picked up the, you know, the first down on a nice run, catching the ball on a little swing behind the line of scrimmage. And all this is to get McKinley in a rhythm. Once that young man gets in a rhythm, coming in, completing over 73% of his passes, look out.
Anderson to the near side. Johnson, Wyke, and Martinez to the right side. Lucas Hall back in there at the tailback. Shotgun snap. Wants to give, and he does. He's got some blockers out there. Gets to the outside. Now comes up. A flag comes in from the far side of the field on first down, and so we'll check this call. This was way away from the ball. As the ball was going to the right side, this flag came in from the left.
Probably holding against us.
It was on first down. The flag lies at the 36.5-yard line. There is no score here in the first quarter with 2:18 left. Scores from around Western North Carolina. First, Murphy leads Hazel 7-0. In 3A football downstate, Freedom already leads St. Stephen's 14-0 in the first. Again, excellent job by Tim finding these scores that are important to us very much now. The call was a personal foul call from Dennis Setzer, the head official here tonight. That flag, was away from the ball, so I didn't see it. I don't know what the circumstances were.
McKinley was talking to the line judge, so something happened.
So Pisgah will back it up now on that big penalty of 15 yards here. They'll send two receivers to the left, two to the right, one set. Back at the 45 now. Wants to throw. Looking time over the middle. It is tipped and incomplete. That ball was almost picked off. It was high, intended for Johnson.
Trevor Johnson falls incomplete.
Well, I tell you what, animated is Brett Chappell with his receiving core. The last time out, he didn't let the offensive line get off the field. He told everybody else, get to the numbers. He met the offensive line at the hash mark, and he dressed them down. That time right there, he come up about 10 yards just screaming at some receivers. Not happy right now with the way his team is playing.
Little flat, 152, first quarter, no score. It's second long now, second 22 to be exact. Three receivers right, one to the left. Here's a little counter give straight up the middle. Lots of yards and gets into the second level to the 30-yard line. So a nice run by Lucas Hall that gets us in a lot better field position.
Well, that allows us to do something right there, much better than being way back at midfield. So that was a nice draw play out of the
spread. That's a good play call, too. Anderson, White, Johnson will come to the near side. Martinez splits to the right side. Hall, Brown in the backfield, shotgun coming up. Here's the snap, rolls to the right, looking. Got time. Flips one out here. It's caught and out of bounds at the 22-yard line.
By a yard. Nice.
And got the first down.
Trevor Johnson, they ran three receivers to the short side of the field, and they went and they took two and just took out all the safeties and the cover people. Lucas came up and got past the line of the marker right by the sidelines on a nice little out route. McKinley just flicked it to him. It's an easy pinch and catch right there.
First down and 10 for the Big Black here, just outside the 20-yard line, moving from right to left in front of us. Pisgah's not been able to get on the board yet. No score here. Late in the first. Back to pass, looks right side, throws. Nice catch, Martinez. Leaping catch, and he brought it down on that little underneath route. Chuck didn't get a lot of yards, but maybe three or four, but a nice catch nonetheless.
Well, Martinez is really starting to emerge as a guy you can go to and throw the ball, but all the receivers catch the ball with their hands. Never let that ball get into their body.
We've talked about that. You know, me and Dad have talked a lot about that, and you're absolutely right. They do a good job of that. Now inside the Black Bears, hometown hardware red zone here. Second down inside the 20. and about seven. Two receivers either side. Here comes pressure from the outside. Here it comes. Still in trouble. McKinley Brown tries to get rid of us and fumbles the football. And now we get it, and they're going to roll it incomplete. So a bad play as they shot that defensive guy off the end, and he got him. Pisgah now back in terrible field position.
Ooh. This one, we didn't pick up the blitz. And I tell you what, they're dialing up the right pressure from the boundary. McKinley's got to learn to step up, not back pedal out. He's got to step up into the pocket.
The Dennis Setzer, the head referee, ruled that as an incomplete pass as opposed to a fumble. So instead of losing 15 yards on a sack or a fumble, Pisgah gets the ball back here in better field position. That call went our way right there. I couldn't tell if his arm was moving forward or not. I couldn't tell who we might have been throwing
Lights
to.
Are not very good here, and they're low.
Third down and seven. Three receivers to the left side. He rolls right, looking to throw. Fires incomplete, and he had his man open, and he threw it behind him. It's fourth down. He had Anderson, but he threw it behind him. He was thrown across his body.
Yeah, McKinley Brown's drawing the displeasure from his head coach. I'm telling you, he's going to blow it. He's blowing a gasket right now, the way this team just muddling through this.
19-yard line is the spot. It's fourth down. The field goal unit will come on. It looks like maybe we'll call it 36 yards, and this will be from the right hash as Nathan Higdon will give it a shot here off the natural surface. Late here in the first quarter. Here's a snap. The hold is good. The kick's got the leg, and it's good. He drilled it. Timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here. 13.3 left. Pisgah leads it 3-0. Nathan Higdon hammered that football. Our big black sponsor, Carolina Pawn and Gun, also by Rogers Express Loop, Jukebox Junction, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Hometown Hardware, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance, and SIDS on Main. Other scores from around Western North Carolina right now. Asheville leads North Buncombe 7-0. Freedom over St. Stephens 14-0. Murphy over Hazel 7-0. Reynolds leads Robertson 3-0. Hickory over Watauga. Again, Hickory may be a first-round opponent, 7-0. High Brighton leads Patton, 7-0. Those were first-quarter scores, and we'll try to continue to update those as Pisgah will kick it off here after Nathan Higdon hammers home a 36-yarder. He might have hit that one from 46.
Boy, he got a hold of it, didn't he?
He did. A lot of strength in that leg. Great snap and a great hold. Had time to get it off, too, and good protection up front. Here's Higdon's kick, high, deep, fielded the 17-yard line on the far sideline. Works his way upfield and gets up to about the 29-yard line. So good defensive field position, really, for Pisgah as they go back out there.
In on that tackle with Lucas Hall.
Don't forget tonight, if you listen to the game in Canton or anywhere around the world, you can text Chuck at 828-646-0626. Again, that number is 828-646-0626. Looking at some of the numbers from last week, Chuck, we've had listeners from Taiwan. We've had listeners from, again,
Miami, Florida, Orange Park.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we jump off sides. That's not what you want to do right there on the defensive end.
Holt Underwood jumped from his right defensive end spot.
We've had listeners in Indonesia. We've had listeners in India, in China. I bet you can't guess what our second, besides our market, which is the Greenville-Spartanburg market, what's the number two market for our listenership is. Here's a snap. Play action rolls to the right. Throws across his body, and it's incomplete. A nice play right there by Hall.
Almost picked off for a pick six by Lucas Hall. And Zachariah Carter thought he had it. He turned around. It just got taken from his arms, and he looked back upfield the opposite way. Hall was moving towards the end zone. Boy, if he could have held on to that, that would have been pick six right there.
The numbers that we were looking at this week were in the Greenville-Spartanburg market. Of course, that's number one. Number two market, Chuck, is the Knoxville market. People listening online. The number three market, Chuck, is the Atlanta market, with Charlotte being number four, and I think Raleigh perhaps being number five. Welcome all of our listeners all over the place that are listening to us tonight. You can contact Chuck. Let us know where you are and who you are. Snap. Here's a little give. Now bounces it out to the outside. He's at the 40-yard line. Stiff arm, 45. Now at midfield, makes another move and dives down just across midfield at the 49-yard line. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. Smoky Mountain football on a first down when we return. 3-0. Black Bears lead it. This is AM 920 WPTL and WPTLradio.net, the voice of the Black Bears.
Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside at Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years.
Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at Smoky Mountain. Pisgah leads at 3-0, just across midfield for the Mustangs on first down at the 49. Moving from right to left now. Back to pass. Quick. Throws. Incomplete. Got a paw on it right there and knocked it down. That was Badre Crouch.
Tell you, it's dangerous to throw to that young man's side. Gant Geyer, T.C. Geyer, and Cameron Big Country Singleton up on the hayfields enjoying a nice fire and listening to the football game.
Again, let us know where you are, who you are.
That's in, I take it that's in Canton?
Yes, Hayfield? Yes, that's where my grandmother-in-law lives. We're up there about every week. 646-0626. Let us know where you are and who you are. Second down after the incompletion. Pisgah still looks like they're trying to jump off sides. Here's a give in the middle. There's not a lot there. Maybe a yard, we'll call it. Third and about eight, third and nine now.
Brought a boundary blitz in with Vadre Crouch, and it went. The play went to the opposite side, and Vadre, such quickness out there. When he got through the line, hopped over a player, and came in from behind and made that tackle.
Polk Owen tied at seven. First half of that game. It's third down and nine here from the 48-yard line. Pisgah trying to get another stop here.
Joseph McKinstry, that Ken Wilson Ford, listening at Ken Wilson Ford. Come and see him for all your vehicle needs. Great job announcing, guys. We all enjoy listening. Go Big Black. Bring home another win.
Ken Wilson, of course, a fine sponsor and have done that for a long, long time. We appreciate their help. Here's a swing pass out to the right side. Nice cut down tackle. And he would have made a lot of yards right there, but I believe that was Holt making that happen.
Yeah, that was a nice play right there. It looked like it was going to go for, you know, move the stick. Now it brings up a fourth down and about three, and it's going to force Smokey to punt the ball.
Fourth down, the Mustangs will punt the football away back to Pisgah. We'll see Jesse Anderson drop deep here. We'll take a timeout after this play, if nothing's too goofy here, with fourth down and three.
Mike and Kayleen Putnam from Canton listening to the game. There's Mike Putnam.
Here's a snap, and he does punt. It'll go into the end zone, and Pisgah will come out the 20-yard line. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive, locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back live at the stadium. First down and 10 for the Black Bears after the touchback. Freedom. leads St. Stephen's now 21-0. Here's a give straight ahead. Now bounces it out to the outside and just cut down right there. And had he not, we'd have been off for a little while. But that was Dylan Hanna's first carry of the night, and he picks up three.
And how ironic, Bobby Hanna from Canton. Go Bears. Keep doing it, Dylan Hanna. Great timing there.
Giving four. Second and six. Martinez to the near side. We go to the I set, Chuck, with Dylan Hanna dotting it out there. He gets another give straight ahead. Dylan Hanna for a good 4 or 5, some extra shoving down there and pushing. Jesse Anderson involved with a couple of DBs for the Mustangs. No flags. It'll be third and short.
White family in Bethel cheering on the Pisgah Black Bears. Thanks, folks.
Third and two. Martinez to the near side. Anderson to the far side. We've got an eye set again. Dylan Hanna is the back, and he'll see McKinley Brown straight ahead. He gets about 4 to the 35-yard line. So Coach Chappell wasn't thrilled with what was going on there with the spread, Chuck, and now he's gone to the eye and trying to keep it and pounding it now on the ground.
Absolutely. He's just going to say, forget this. We're going to go play. We're going to just play big boy football. We're going to line it up, and we're going to come right at you and see what you can do.
Already making an adjustment. Stay in the eye. Two receivers either side. Here's a pitch to Dylan. Dylan. Nice little hole and gets all the way up to the 42. Now they push him across, and it's first down yardage. After they got the push, he gained 4 to the 45.
That's a load coming at you, running downhill Dylan Hanna. He's a big load coming at him. I mean, he was 3 yards from the sticks and just got keep pushing and driving them legs and got a little help from Kyle Terrell, and he just went another 4 yards, and now it's a new first down.
What kind of asset is it to have a big back like that that can do it?
Clinton, our buddy from Atlanta, he's listening.
Here's a give inside this time to the fullback, and I believe that's Cody Riddle.
Oh, Cody Riddle. I mean, they're not messing around. They're bringing in bodies. Somebody's going to find it. We're going to run downhill at these folks.
Yeah, quickly to the line of scrimmage as Cody Riddle checks out. Again, Martinez to the near side and Anderson out to the far side. White checks in at tight end. Now with Trevor Johnson and Dylan Hanna switching places. Hanna at the fullback. Here's a pitch to Johnson. Tries to get out to the outside. He's got a little bit of running room, and I believe he's got close down yardage to the marker, and I believe he does have the first down inside the 45 to about the 44, and a flag comes in late, and I think that's going to be a late hit against the Mustang.
Oh, he's pointing to a smoky guy. Jesse Anderson was in and around the play, and Jesse kind of had his look like me.
Personal foul is the call against the Mustangs. So we'll tack on 15 from the 44 and go inside the 29.
This is great. Great adjustment out of Coach Chappell. Let's go find out what kind of men. Strap it up and go right at them. Make them play. Because instead of chasing us all over the field, let's see if they how well they take on blocks.
And I think
right
the other thing that this does, Chuck, when you're not throwing it as much and you got some success on the ground, is you're controlling the clock and the tempo. Pisgah's liable to get out of here with one drive here in the first half. Hopefully beneficial. Here's again Johnson to about the 25-yard line. He picks up 4.
That's just
a second down.
That's an isolation. I mean, it's just, folks, it's almost like McKinley's pointing, saying we're going to run it right here. And it's in between the tackles. And it's just downhill running, lead fullback in the back, you know, behind them. And it's different backs, a fresh back coming in every play.
Hickory leads Watauga 14-0. At halftime, Tim will have the scoreboard halftime show for you. Catch up on everything around the area. Pitch to the right side. Johnson picks his way to the 20-yard line, so he'll be a yard shy to be third down and one.
Toss sweep to the wide side, cut back in. Nice read. I mean, he just had a lead block
Lucas
right
Hall,
there.
Not Johnson. I apologize.
Yeah, Lucas just picked it, you know, and had a nice read on the lead block. He kicked him out, and he went right off his tail.
Freedom leads St. Stephen's now 28-0. So Freedom, a very good team, having their way with St. Stephen's. Two receivers to the right, and now McKinley will try to push forward for the first down. He's inside right at about the 19-yard line at the hash, and he should have it.
Get
they're going to measure. Too close to call. I'm going to like it. This one right here, I'm going to say is a tip of the football pass.
Yeah, I agree.
For first down.
Don't forget, you can let us know where you are, who you are. I want to welcome all of our listeners from around the area, all the way down in Atlanta, of course, in Bethlehem, Crusoe, and Canton, of course, tonight. Let us know where you are, who you are, and we certainly appreciate your listening to our broadcast tonight.
Bama time is just texting. He's listening from Asheville.
What's he doing over there?
Now he lives over there.
Okay.
People know Bama Tide's a former Tuscola graduate.
First down for the Big Black. After the measurement, you're right, Chuck, as usual. 6:37 here in the second quarter. This quarter has gone very quickly as Pisgah has kept it on the ground and had success. Now in the hometown Hardware red zone. Two receivers near the set, offset eye. Hall and Hannah in the backfield, Brown under center. Inside give to Dylan Hannah. Dylan Hannah stacked up, not much there. It'll be second long.
Dylan Hannah, the goal carrier. Tackled by Trey Fisher. And
don't forget to join us every football Friday for the Black Bear Cafe preview, 6:37 right here on AM Time 920, sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop in Pisgah Drive. Pie Bright leads Patton now 13-0. Two receivers to the right, offset eye. Brown under center on 2nd and 11. Play action. He'll roll to the left in space. Got a man down there. Hunter White caught. He scores. Touchdown.
That was play action waggle pass, and Hunter White was so open in the corner of the end zone. A nice touch pass by McKinley Brown. They caught him. They kept running it, and then that little play action made the corner and the safety blip. What happened is they just bit like they bit on cheese. They made them bite on the cheese.
Well, or drive right there. Great play call. Driving six out of it, maybe seven. Swinging gate. Brown. We'll see what he wants to do. They're going to try it. Takes a snap. He's going to try to run it in. Is he in? Yes. Two-point conversion is good. So timeout on the field. 5:57 left to play here in the second quarter, and the Black Bears now lead it by an odd score of 11-0. Back in just a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL, WPTLradio.net, the voice of the Black Bears.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King and Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Your score for now. Pisgah scores on the Hunter White touchdown catch, 5:57 in the second. It's 11-0.
Snowpuff in Sonic. Styles Gars.
Good drive right there for the Black Bears. Go back on defense, wing 11-0 here. Here's the kick high. Sandwich fielded at the 28-yard line. Tries to get to the outside where there might be some running room. There is a little. Pushed out at the 42-yard line. And now Pisgah will go back on defense as Lucas Hall makes that tackle.
They got sucked in on that as that ball was coming, and a nice return by Chase Morgan to get outside and pick up about 15 yards on that kickoff return.
Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you by Carolina Punting Gun, Hometown Hardware, plus Linen and Uniform, Haywood Insurance, and Southeastern Sports Medicine.
Laura, Brett, and Aiden from Canton say, let's go Bears, and number 44, Dylan Hannon. Folks, he's playing a heck of a ball game.
Two receivers to the right, one left for the Mustangs here. Snap. Gives to the tailback, tries to bounce it. Not a lot there. Back to the line of scrimmage. It's 2nd and 10 from outside the 40.
And who are Johnny on the spot when you send them? Keep signing them, folks, because Dylan Hannon made the tackle. They said, karma. That's what it is, karma. Dylan Hammond says, okay, it's about time for the folks to send a shout-out, and it's time for me to step up and have the boys announce number 44, Stephen Lyers.
2nd and 11, two receivers right, one left. Eye set, Pisgah leads it 11-0. Pitch to the right side. There's not a lot there. They pick up maybe a 4 or 5 yards, and then another extra yard or two tacked on the end after the push. So it'll be third down and short.
Tell you what, that was a nice game by Chase Morgan, but he paid the price. Holt Underwood, Dylan Hanna, Cody Lamb.
Point out to you again, Black Bears on the far sideline. Stands are full here at Smoky Mountain. Good crowd, really, on both sides. It's a beautiful night here in the first day of November. Two receivers right, two to the left on third down and four now for the Mustangs. Another important down defensively for us. Shotgun coming up. Here's the snap. Wants to throw quickly left side. It's going to be caught at the 45-yard line. Still on his feet. 40, 35. And brought down finally at the 33-yard line. Hunter Wyke almost had an interception right there, but they get big yards, and now Smoky Mountain's got a player down, and the flag comes in very late. And it might be on Johnson, and we'll see.
First down.
Well, he had something to say. He got knocked from behind, and the official didn't see it. So he got up and said something right in front of the official, and he had no choice. But the Zebra had to throw the flag, so it would be 15 yards on Trevor Johnson.
Nick Napier got up slowly for the Mustangs, and we'll see what the call is here. Pisgah leads at 11-0 after that first down play by the Mustangs. An unsportsmanlike call will go against the Black Bears, so that'll tack on 15 more, and we'll go inside the defensive single-stop red zone.
Birthday boy Matthew Emman just joined that crew up there in the hayfields. Happy birthday, Matthew Emman.
Sounds like that's the place to be.
Former Pisco football players up there enjoying the game and a fire.
Two receivers to the right inside the 20. Here's a snap. They give ahead, and that funny formation doesn't do anything. I believe they lost yard. We'll call it second and 11.
Roger Crouch came in from a corner blitz, and I mean, he just wiped out Chase Morgan. I mean, he went low, and Morgan, he got up a little gingerly along with another lineman for him.
Lost two on the play. Health is such a key right now this time of year, too, isn't it?
Right at the red zone.
When you're talking about trying to keep everybody healthy, you got to do that now. Right now, we're in pretty good shape. Two receivers left, two to the right. On second and 12 now for the Mustangs outside the 20. He wants to throw. He's got time. Over the middle. It's caught. Touchdown. They ran their receiver to the middle of the field on a slant. He caught it. And now the Mustangs have cut the Pisgah lead. It's 11-6.
Oh, there goes the shutout.
It's a nice play.
Yeah, it was. It was a slant pattern by the inside receiver. Lucas Hall overplayed it, going too far to the outside, and it came right back inside in front of Lucas Hall.
Snap spot down. The kick is good. So with 3:29 left here in the second quarter, Pisgah leads it now 11-7. Back in just a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Many people still ask, what is a credit union? A credit union is a financial institution with all standard services like loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, online banking, and so forth, where you, as an account holder, are the owner, and you personally receive a monthly dividend. Sounds good, doesn't it? Go see WNC Community Credit Union at 27 Kent Lane off Eagles Nest Road, Waynesville. Insured by the NCUA.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Our big black sponsor is Carolina Pawn and Gun. Also tonight by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Jukebox Junction, Martin's Drugstore, Sellers Florist, American Pawn and Pickles, Singleton's Automotive, Hometown Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Pisgah Tire. 3:29 left here in the second quarter. Pisgah now only leads 11-7. Here's the kick back to us. Fielded at the 20-yard line by Anderson, 25, trying to get to the far side of the field and work his way up. In trouble and goes down there. So Pisgah will start their drive from the 24-yard line, their 24-yard line, moving from left to right in front of us.
Well, Jesse Anderson just doesn't have that bad habit out of him. He needs to run that kickoff vertical, goes downhill, and he got up to about the 22 and just went sideways all the way before him being knocked out of bounds. And that was a pet peeve all week of Coach Chappell. He told us that he had that out of them, that he preached that nobody was going to do that.
Mountain Heritage leads Avery 21-0. Here's Vadre Crouch with a carry. He's got running room down the field. Vadre Crouch puts his head down and gets outside the 30-yard line, and Jesse Anderson is laying on the turf, slow to get up.
Tackled by Greg Baldwin and Chase Fisher.
He gets on his feet. Might have got the wind knocked out of him, and he comes up a little bit gingerly. That left lower body is of concern, and now they'll measure here. Vadre Crouch, I believe, has got close to first down yardage.
I'll tell you what, it was a toss sweep, and it looked like it was going to be blown up right at the point of attack on the edge, but Vadre cut back in and right back out, got behind the blockers.
And he's got an extra gear that might be beneficial.
And he shifted in it, too, to get that first down.
Hickory leads with Toggin out, 21-0. Offset eye, inside give, picks up to the 35-yard line, so maybe two. It'll be second down. Pisgah has time to score here with 2:40 and three timeouts in their arsenal. Three. Did I say three? Three timeouts left, all three.
Second down.
Two receivers left. Maybe it's two. I set, snap. Pitch to the left side, Vadre. Vadre's got running room. Vadre off to the races, still on his feet, Chuck. Down to the 46-yard line. Vadre Crouch first down. Big black.
Well, he has his blue jersey just swiping, and all of a sudden you got guys reaching for him and then grabbing at air. Vadre's gone.
Wow. Nice run out of that young man.
You talk about a gear. He shifted in super gear on that play. You know what it is, too, is you get downhill running at top speed so fast that guys don't want to step in there and take that hit on.
Right.
They try to reach. You can't reach and tackle him.
I set Martinez Anderson near to us. Here's a give to Lucas Hall. Lucas Hall gets hit. Lucas Hall being pulled forward by his line mates to the 40-yard line. He picks up six. It'll be second and three now. Clock beginning to be an issue. 150, 149, 148, and ticking. I believe we have, I thought it was two timeouts left. Yes, two timeouts left. The board says three. 40-yard line is the spot, and Smoky Mountain will take a timeout, and we will take the final timeout that we have of the core. We're back in just a moment here after this word from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud of our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good it'll make you squoil.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
It's second down and four coming up for Pisgah here, getting late in the second quarter. Chad Upton, Chuck Fumanitz, Rhonda Burr, Tim Hodges with you here tonight. From Silva, 1:34 is on the clock. Pisgah leads 11-7. Two receivers left, offset eye. Play action, he rolls to the right side. He's got time to throw over the top, and it's going to be incomplete, and a flag comes in. They're going to get interference. The call is down here at the 20-yard line. It looks like they got their feet tangled up, Chuck, but I think we're going to get the defensive pass interference here. They're talking about it, and we'll see.
Might pick it up because the back judge did not throw it. Well, now he's coming running, so it might be.
I think he's going to pick it up, Chuck. I think he's absolutely going to pick it up.
And rightfully so. Just, it wasn't.
We're going to wave it.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
Brett Chappell's not thrilled about it, but it'll be third down and four now from the 40-yard line. They got their feet tangled up, and they had him beat. Hunter White would have caught it and scored right there, but it's just one of those deals. And I think you're right. I think it probably was the right call. I would have felt that way, certainly, if we'd have been on defense.
Crash from Canton, class of 82, listening to the ball game, yells out, "Go Bears!"
Third and four.
Andy Deaver listening from Caruso to give Josh Deaver a rundown after he gets done refereeing his game. go Lucas Hall and the Black Bears.
Play action, wants to set up the screen. They do, and a flag comes in, Chuck. He's got the first down, but the flags come in, and this will go against us. Instead of third and four, it'll be third and nine now. We're going to try it again. Again, the clock isn't our friend right at the moment. 11-7 is the score, 1:19. I think this is an important drive going into halftime.
Yeah, and it's important right now to put some points on the board with this drive because we get the football back to start the second.
That's correct.
The second half.
That's really good.
Andy Deaver says also happy birthday to Lori Hall, Lucas Hall's mom.
This is a holding call. So a spot foul from the flag. This really takes us in deep situation here with maybe a third and 22 now play coming up. So really you're got to make something happen pretty quick. You got to get the football down the field just to have a chance to go for it on fourth down. Three receivers to the right side. One to the left side will operate shotgun. 11-7 year score, Pisgah football here, third and very long. Wants to throw. Here comes pressure. Here's the screen. What a catch. Jesse Anderson made a one-handed grab and can't get away from the tackler at the 45-yard line.
Jesse Anderson's got to stop going laterally. He had center of the field. He wants to keep bouncing outside. It was right there. He made a great grab, one-handed, like he was ripping down a rebound. But all he had to do was turn, go straight up the middle of the field.
The ball is now on the 46-yard line. Pisgah will have to punt. So that holding call was devastating to this drive. Pisgah will get the football to start the second quarter. That's good news. 26 seconds left. Play clock not available here, so they're keeping it on the field. Pisgah will go all the way down and probably take the penalty here. We'll see. No, they snap it. Rugby-style kick. Wants to throw it over the middle of the field. It's got a man down there. Caught! First down at the 32. I don't know if he called that or not. But it's a first down for the Big Black. And Jesse Anderson paid the price. He was hit after he made that throw. Now up, and we'll see what happened.
That was a fake punt, and all that was is he started off in the rugby style, pulled back, went back about three steps to his original spot, turned, and at the last second just threw it straight down the middle of the field right to Trevor Johnson, who was behind the sticks and moving.
Boy, that was a gutsy play call, because if you give that up, they've got good field position. No, there's only 1.9 seconds left, though, so that took a lot of time off the clock. The ball is at the 32-yard line, 33-yard line, so this would have been a 50-yard field goal if they tried. They're not going to. So it looks like a Hail Mary time to play right here. I mean, 33 yards, maybe you can do something other than that. I don't know.
Yeah, you got a trick play. Go ahead. You want to make sure the ball goes. You know, I tell you what, everybody's going to be playing at the goal line.
Exactly,
and prevent.
That's what I'm saying.
You want something up underneath it, and maybe he can make and run it in. A slant, you know, pattern where he catches it in the middle of the field at the 10-yard line and see if he can get the extra 10 yards.
Regardless, you've got one play, though, with 1.9.
Right.
Again, Pisgah will come back out regardless, getting the football in the second half. Most likely with a lead. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Five wide receiver package, empty backfield. Five down lineman snap. Back to pass. Not much of a rush. Loads up, throws deep downfield. That ball is going to be tipped and incomplete. And that is the end of the first half. An exciting one. This is going to get some things together here as a couple players slow to get up down there in the end zone. They might have run into each other. I think I know exactly what's going on as Lucas Hall took a shot to the midsection, slow to get up. So we'll go to the locker room. 11-7 is your score. Pisgah will have the football to start the second half, but certainly an eventful one. Same things to shore up here. We got to win this football game tonight. When we return, we'll get caught up on some stats, and then Tim will have the scores for you at halftime. Ron will catch you up on things around at Pisgah as well. A lot going on here tonight. Here in Silk. 11-7 your score. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a 5-pack of easy pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True Values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
The Pisgah Black Bears know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to basketball, but to personal finances as well. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have a portfolio that works as hard as you do. Jim Bromley, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 828-648-0045 or stop by his office at 92 Crossroad Hill Road in Canton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernitz, Ron DeBerg, Tim Hodges with you here on WPTL. Pisgah goes to the locker room with an 11-7 lead here. It's kind of a shaky lead. Smoky Mountain scored late. Pisgah had the football late in the half. Pisgah had the football in pretty good field position with a little bit of time to work, took a holding penalty. Forced into a punting situation, they made the decision with just a few moments left really in the half to throw down the field and get that fake punt first down. Jesse Anderson took a shot right there. So Pisgah's got a short lead right here, just a few points, four. And the thing that I'm thinking right now, it's a little bit closer than I would maybe like for it to be at halftime. That's one thing that I'm thinking about. Another thing that I'm thinking about is we saw a couple players get up slowly from the turf. So guys taking shots out here, I think this is a physical ball game. I think Smoky Mountain is well prepared. If there's good news, beyond the fact that you do have a lead at halftime, is that you get the ball to start the second half. And we always know that Brett Chappell is excellent and making the adjustments that he needs to make, taking the data that he has, the information that he can, and doing things that he needs to do to correct things and to right ships when we go into the second half. So you got to feel good about that. But this is just not a game that we can afford to give up.
Right. We have to have this game. We played very poorly at times in the first half, but, we still have a four-point lead, 11-7. We shot ourselves in the foot on two drives. So, I mean, there's some things he's going to address. It's also effort, and it's also enthusiasm, and the meandering around on the football field. But then he's going to get that addressed, and then he's going to start making those key adjustments.
Right.
Halftime stats: Pisgah has 219 yards in total offense, 131
That's
yards on the ground, and 88 yards passing.
Very balanced. In fact, better in the rushing game.
Right. And Lucas Hall has 8 carries for 50 yards. Dylan Hanna has 4 carries for 18 yards. McKinley Brown, 7 carries for 15 yards. We have several people, Vodrick Crouch, 3 carries for 33. Every time that young man gets it, touches the ball, that's 11 yards
there.
Mr. Riddle, 2 carries for 9. And Trevor Johnson, 2 carries for 6. Brown is 9 completions for 15 attempts for that 88 yards, no picks, 1 touchdown pass, and that's the way it goes. Defensively, the boys have done an extremely good job limiting only 79 yards in total offense, 13 yards on the ground for Smoky Mountain, 66 yards passing, a lot of it on that last scoring drive that they made. If you take that away, they're probably looking somewhere around in the 20 yards, total yards category. But anyhow, that's the way that's folded out in the first half. Scoring with 18 seconds left in the first quarter, Nathan Higdon nailed a 36-yard field goal to make the score 3-0. Pisgah went up 11-0 and with 5:57 left in the second quarter on a 20-yard touchdown pass from McKinley Brown to Hunter White. And then the two-point conversion was run in by Brown, and then the last 20-yard touchdown pass from Zeb Spears to Napier, and that was and their extra point was good, and that's how it is right now in the first half as we're at halftime. Pisgah leads 11-7.
Yeah, Smoky Mountain team doesn't look like a bad football team to me. I think they're well coached, like you said. I think they're well prepared. And I think that there's still, and we'll see if this is the case next week with Brevard, but it feels like there's still that sense of urgency that's, you know, I talk about this a lot. They still have that level of desperation, don't they? Because they know that if they can go out there and knock off Pisgah, which would be a huge win for their program, that really boosts their potential in their thing in terms of their thoughts as far as playoff standings go.
Right. A win, a key win right here gives them the momentum going into the final week of the season. They host North Tennyson right here.
Right.
And, you know, that would put them one, you know, the second seed behind Franklin right now. They lost the head-to-head game with Franklin. Franklin rolled all over them and picked up some big, big points in the second half. So let's see if the Pisgah Black Bears can do the same thing against these tough and pesky Smoky Mountain Mustangs.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what kind of, adjustments that we're able to make here during the half and see what we can come up with going into halftime. There's a lot of big football games around, not only in our area, but also downstate. Tim, what you got for us tonight?
Yeah, we've got some traveling music, first of all. Thanks, Chad and Chuck. We'll get back to the game in just a few moments. Let's take a look around the mountains at our Friday night football scoreboard. Polk and Owen are going at it. They're in the second quarter. Polk leads 14-7. Reynolds over Roberson, 17-3 in the second quarter. Asheville's on top of North Buncombe, 21-0. It's Anka 0, McDowell 0. Looking on down the road, Tuscola this evening is ahead of East Henderson 13-7. No score in the Franklin-West Henderson game or the Brevard-North Henderson game yet. No score out of Madison as Mitchell goes at it with Madison this evening. Murphy leads Hayesville 35-0 at halftime. No score in the Swain-Roseman game. And it's Mountain Heritage 28-0. And once again, our Black Bears lead the Smoky Mountain Mustangs 11-7. We're at halftime. And that's a look at your Friday night football scoreboard at this hour. We'll get you up to date after the game with a complete rundown. So join us back after the pregame show or the postgame show here on AM 920 WPTL. We'll get you back to Silva with Chad and Chuck and Rhonda right after these words.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has seed, fertilizer, hay, and everything you need at fair prices to keep your farm, lawn, and garden looking and working its best. Check on Riverview's exclusive line of Pisgah wear. Hats, sweats, t-shirts, decals, and pullovers are available to keep you looking your best on Pisgah Black Bear game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden under the big Pisgah flag, just down from the stadium on Pinland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164. Riverview Farm and Garden are proud sponsors of Pisgah football on WPTL.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the grinning,
buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings, we will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernets on WPTL.
Welcome back. We're live from Smoky Mountain High School in Silva, North Carolina. Halftime score, Pisgah 11, Smoky 7. And we have Rhonda Bird with us for our weekly segment of what's happening in Pisgah Nation. And Ryan, I mean, there's really not a whole lot that's been going on other
not
than football,
lot.
Right?
Well, they got some things going on.
Well,
Elizabeth Bellum went down October 28th and played in the individual state championships in golf. You know, folks, she really did well for Pisgah. She represented the school well. She shot, it was two rounds, a 2-day tournament, and she shot 103. She finished 54th in the class 3A. Hey, that's good. I mean, you gotta give kudos to our new head coach on the golf side, Coach Darren McElrath. He's done an outstanding job for them, and, haven't got to meet him yet. All our talks have been on the phone. So, you know, one of these days I'll get to meet him. And other than that, I know that a lot of people, since we started this shirt deal of Coach Chappell, the awards a shirt after he grades a film of the players in the previous weeks. Instead of giving the Bears, he goes to shirts, which is a little bit more momentum or a little bit more for the boys. Last week, folks, here's your shirt award winners for this week. Dark Knight, which is the turnovers. Mm-hmm. Went to Lucas Hall with two interceptions.
Big Luke.
Big Luke. Primetime. Well, we ought to know who Primetime was because it is the best offensive player of the game, McKinley Brown. I mean, the kids already racked up three awards.
Wait a minute. Actually, hold on one second. Okay, McKinley.
Yeah, McKinley. The Workhorse Award goes to the kid that either performs the does the hardest work in practice or on the field. It went to Jesse Anderson with all his receptions last week.
Great.
He had 200 and some yards receiving, so yeah. And in my favorite shirt is Here Comes the Boom.
Yep.
I think that's
everybody's favorite.
That's my favorite shirt.
Who's the Boom Man?
The Boom Man is Cheryl Rathbone. T-Bone. Big old Cheryl Rathbone got him a Here Comes the Boom shirt. So, folks, there's your award winners for this week. Give them kids a big hand. Football last night, an outstanding performance by the JV program. I think Coach Chappell and Coach Rodomer has finally figured out the offense for the JVs. Went to the spread, stayed in the spread all night, run out of the spread. Folks, remember this name, Daniel Van Varenberg.
That's my boy.
He had 11 rushes for 190 yards.
Does Daniel know that he is the sports editor's, he's my boy for the, what, next 3 years?
I don't know, but
that's my boy.
I mean, you look at their stats last night, Chuck. They ran the zone read out of it. Houston Rogers had a tremendous night. He ended up being 7 of 10 for 90 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Not great, outstanding numbers, but manageable. You manage the game. In the first half, Pisgah Long had 304 yards. Of total offense on the JVs. And I'm sitting here, folks, we found our offense, and now they're perfecting, they're tweaking it, and, you know, it's going. Trey Morgan, the outstanding receiver that's on the JV team, had 4 catches for 26 yards, a touchdown, and also Garrett Jones had 2 receptions for 56 yards and a touchdown. So, I mean, they're spreading the ball, they're handing it off, they're zone reading. Then the total offensive yards was 424 for the game. I mean, that's impressive for JVs. And I want to talk D-ball. I'm excited. I got to see the first practice. I'm a gym rat. I was in there.
Come on, girl.
Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, folks, it is going to be exciting. I've been telling everybody in Canton that the girls are extra loaded and the boys are loaded. We got extra loaded and loaded.
Okay,
what I like about the girls.
That's exciting.
Oh, it is exciting. What I like about the girls is you got everybody coming back, except we lost one starter, and that's Taylor Gallion. But the big but is, what did we lack last year on the girls' team?
Presence inside the paint?
We liked a little bit of presence inside the paint. We liked that hype. We liked that girl that get in there and get them elbows going.
My guy is Van Varenberg. My girl is Miggy Tomasi.
Oh.
Don't tell me, Miggy. They put Miggy
in the paint.
I predict Miggy gets 3 black eyes this
year. Well, either that or she gives 3 black eyes. Let me tell you something. This kid is going to be physical in the paint, telling you right now, I'm excited about this. You got Lindsey Holland coming up, another height. Even got a freshman coming up that I'm not sure of her name, but I'm going to find out. This is just one practice I got to see. Impressed with this kid. She's big. She gives us another height factor. We've got more height this year inside the paint than we've had, which is going to allow Mariah Lewis to be her athletic self and be able to pounce around and jump around and everything. And then Sheridan's going to be outside shooting the ball. I didn't get to see the boys this week, but Coach Crook told me exciting. He's excited about this season.
Well, folks, that was Rhonda Bird with her weekly segment of what's happening in Pisgah Nation. She's covered it from the hard court to the golf course to the football field, the Sacred Acre. She's done a fantastic job. Nobody does it better than the Pisgah beat writer, Rhonda Bird. And when we come back, we'll have the second half for you. Right now, it's Pisgah 11, Smokey 7. We'll be back after these messages.
Freeman talks about Singleton's Automotive in Canton.
Car care with character suits Singleton's Automotive. I have to depend on my vehicle. I would recommend Singleton's to anybody, and I do. I would definitely tell a friend, if you need car work, take your car to Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Clyde Highway. I tell them the phone number at 648-8300. Every time I'm there, I try to get their ink pens, and I give out their ink pens for them.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Jukebox Junction, backing the Bears. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare through lunch and dinner, including daily specials, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox handles your sweet tooth with ice cream, sundaes, sodas, and shakes. Call to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light. Also open Sunday from 8:30 till 3.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WBTL.
Tim Hodges, Chuck Fiebernitz, Chad up, Rhonda Burke back here in Silva. Pisgah leads this one 11-7 tonight as we're almost ready to get out of this halftime situation, get back to football. I mean, again, going back to what we said just a few minutes ago when we were talking about things that were going on, this is a little bit closer ball game than you would like to see. But, you know, we saw 2 weeks ago Pisgah with a close ball game against Tuscola. Second half adjustments were weighed, and I didn't think that there was really much difference, was a lot more difference in terms of play out on the field in the second half, and Pisgah went away, you know, going away. So I hope that that'll change and take place here tonight.
No, when I go back to the fumble, you know, and early in the game on our first drive inside around the 10-yard line. And, we're going in for that first score, and it kind of deflated it a little bit. You put that, you know, you punch that in there for a touchdown, and, you know, you can pretty much have your way in the first half with Smoky Mountain. They played great on defense, gave up a few critical passes, a personal foul penalty in the, you know, at the wrong time, put them 15 yards up and close to the, you know, striking distance, and that made a big difference. But right now, you know, I mean, overall, the defense has played well. The offense started to find some rhythm in their legs, so they're going to get the football back. Let's see what the adjustments the man made, Coach Chappell, and hopefully it'll be a positive second half for the Black Bears.
To help the Canton Community Kitchen, Canton Lions Club will be collecting canned food and other non-perishable food items at the gate at the Pisgah Brevard football game on November the 8th. That's next Friday. All collections will go to the community kitchen to continue to feed patrons over the winter. Both Lions Club and PHS Leo Club members will be at both gates on November the 8th to make that happen. Look forward to those donations. Here's a return now by Jesse Anderson. Jesse Anderson picks his way all the way up past the 35, maybe the 36, 37. Pisgah goes back on offense now, moving from left to right in front of us.
Somebody's got it over there in the far corner, a beach ball, and they were throwing it.
Yeah, I saw that thing, too.
And I instantly have my eyes go over there like, not a flag now, but no, it was just a beach ball with the kids playing over there in the corner, folks.
Don't forget again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with the Brett Chappell Show. Coach Chappell and I will break down this game. We'll start talking about the other things down the road, too. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Hometown Hardware, plus Lynn and Haywood Insurance Services and Southeastern Sports Medicine. Play out to the right side. Lucas Hall to the 40-yard line. He picks up three. It'll be second down and seven now. I think it's would go a long way to our odds here tonight if we can put points on the board in this drive.
Let's see how they do it. They started to pound the football, and what they're trying to do is bring Smoky Mountain from the top part of their zone into playing that run inside the box and then make them bite the cheese with the play-action pass.
High Bright leads Patton 21-0. That's a third-quarter score. Here's Dylan Hanna on the carry. Dylan Hanna gets tripped up and falls forward for about three. So it'll be third down and short now for the Black Bears here, getting close to midfield. Again, you can let us know who you are, where you are. We always appreciate those words of encouragement. We very much take seriously what we do, bringing these games to you. Look forward to it every fall, every Friday night. Let Chuck know at 646-0626. It's his number again, 646-0626. Send Chuck a message. Let him know. Pitch. Lucas Hall ahead. Lucas Hall has got a first down for the Big Black at the 49.
Yeah, that was a toss sweep, and Hall didn't even get outside the tackle zone and then just turned it up into the middle, right almost over the guard center gap. That's downhill running right there, and when he gets his feet and that motor moving, he's hard to bring down.
Freedom leads St. Stephen's 40-0. Again, we'll keep all these scores updated as best we can tomorrow morning. I will have them for you to let you know. The Brett Chapel Show. Inside give to Dylan Hanna. Dylan Hanna for nine, and the ball comes loose, and they're going to say he's down. Good call. Pisk will retain possession. It's second and two.
Now, the ground cannot cause a fumble. Dylan went backwards, and when he hit the ground, the elbow hit, and his butt and backside was down.
Lucas
was down. Dwight and Mary Francis Banks on vacation in someplace in Georgia. Tybee Island,
yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah. Beautiful area.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Two receivers to the right. I formation. Tybee Island was featured in the Olympic Games pre-ceremony. Here's a snap and a give ahead, and it looks like a pitch to Johnson, and he gets 4-5, another first down coming up from Pisgah.
What I've noticed is every line, every snap, the offensive line has tremendous surge. Cheryl Rathbone, Kyle Terrell, Cody Lamb, Holt Underwood, and Jacob Boyd.
Pisgah pounding on them right now. Driving it now to the 38. Two receivers right. Pitch to the right side. It's Trevor Johnson now to the 30. Pisgah picking up chunks in these run plays, 4 and 5 yards apiece. That'll get it done.
They're not getting outside. They're staying within the numbers. You know, it's a toss sweep, but then they're turning it up quickly. And, you know, they're attacking. The way Smokey is lining up is they're lining three men on the nose and then two on the other side. And then they're keeping the defensive end off on the short side of the field, so there's a gap there.
Offset eye, second down. We'll call it four. Two receivers to the left side. Snap. And a false start coming up against Pisgah. That, moving from left end, was Kyle Terry.
Just trying to get a little bit. Yeah, he was just trying to get out there real quick.
So we'll go to about second eight, second nine now, outside the 35 to the 36. Martinez splits to the far side. Anderson to the near side slot. Check that, to the far side slot. I set. Strong side both ways. Double tight. Snap. Back to pass. Looking left. He's got time. And he throws, and it must have been tipped. It was well underthrown. It's third down and eight. I don't know if he had a bad grip or whatever, but that ball bounced to his receiver.
Well, he just didn't have his feet up underneath him. He kind of opened himself too far. And when you throw into your backside, you got to really rip and open up then. But yeah, he was just almost standing like he was looking right at him and tried to throw flat foot.
Big third down and eight. Two receivers left side. Offset eye. Snap. Pitch to the left side. Johnson in trouble. Johnson loses the football, and it's on the ground. I think we got it back, but he might have only picked up three or four. We'll see the call. As they unpile it, Smoky Mountain gets it. Smoky Mountain recovers. Pisgah will have to go on defense here. It's 11-7. Smoky Mountain gets it back. 8:08 left in the third quarter. Another turnover, uncharacteristic for the Black Bears this season.
Can't lay it on the ground in the opening drive.
33-yard line is the spot. Ball is marked on the far hash mark. Pisgah's nursing a four-point lead here. They just gave it back to Smokey at their 33-yard line. They'll have to work 65 yards or so to get to pay dirt. Two receivers left, one to the right. Play action. He rolls to the right side. He's got time. Throws down middle. Caught. Wide open. 40, 35, 30. Tries to get a block and does. 10-yard line, 5-yard line. Out of bounds at the 3. Smoky Mountain comes up with a big play down the middle. And now they're inside the single stop red zone.
They're going to attack the middle of the field. We are not playing at middle of the field. Our safeties are all over the place, running and out of position. And if we're going to play it that way, they're going to continue attacking with post patterns all night long.
It's first and goal from the 2 for the Mustangs. Pisgah leads 11-7. That lead is in jeopardy. I set. Two receivers either side. Here's a give to the tailback, and he's cut down. And he lost a yard. It's second and goal from the 3.
Chase Morgan, the ball carrier. Tackled by Cheryl Rathbone.
That time he went up underneath center, so it was a little antsy spot for Smoky Mountain because both times that they've gone under center in the first half, they fumbled the ball.
Polk leads 0-14-10. Reynolds leads Robertson 20-3. Asheville 28-7 over North Buncombe. And a timeout on the field. I'm not sure who called that.
Jace Wolf, the injured Mustang.
Injury timeout. As they're looking at a Smoky Mountain player down here on the left side. 7:34, third quarter. Pisgah has a four-point lead. But it's second and goal coming up from the 3 for the Mustangs. Keep it right here. Still looking at that young man down here on the left side. Looks like a lower leg injury. I can't tell much. Trainers around him. And we'll send it back to the studio for just a moment and be back in just a moment here with Pisgah and a four-point lead. WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
When you need flowers, turn to your friends at Sellers Florist, your hometown florist at 98 Main Street in Canton for when you need to say something special. Sellers Florist can fill your needs from fresh flowers to silk and more. They're an FTD florist, have free delivery to nursing and funeral homes and hospitals, along with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. For any occasion, choose Sellers Florist, Main Street in downtown Canton. Phone 648-7180.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back live at Smoky Mountain High School. Pisgah now faced defensively with a second goal from the 3.
From the 4-yard line.
7:34 left here in the third quarter. They'll go I set. Two receivers either side. Here's a whistle. An official timeout. Vadre Crouch has got a helmet issue.
Official timeout.
Pisgah has not been behind in very many football games this year. They show blitz from the edge. Here's a snap. Play action rolls to the right. Throws, lofts it, and it's incomplete. No flags. People got tangled up down there, but it's third down and goal from the 4 now for the Mustangs.
Well, they had bodies tangled up, you know, inadvertent contact down here with us and, you know, picked up the flag. This time, they same thing. I give credit to the officials. Good call.
Now it's third and goal. Inside the single-stop defensive red zone for the Black Bears. Freedom leads St. Stephen's 40-7. High Brighton 21-0 over Patton. Swain 42-0 over Rosman. Mountain Heritage 28-0 over Avery. Third down and goal from the 4 for the Mustangs. Another big play defensively for us right here. I set. We look to show pressure. We'll see if it comes. And a flag comes in, and this might be a delay, and it is against the Smoky Mountain Mustangs.
That pushes them back 5 to the 10-yard line on third and goal. That's big.
It is. That changes your ideas on play calls.
Cannot take a, you know, you can't take a sack in this situation, and you cannot take a delay of game.
There are no play clocks that work here.
They work pre and before.
I didn't see it. They're not on now, I don't believe. No.
No.
It's been kept on the field.
7:06.
It's a disadvantage, but it's a disadvantage to both teams. Two receivers either side. They'll spread it out. Third and goal from about the 8 or 9 yard line. And whistles, and I believe they got us back on a false start. Offsides. We'll see if they moved first.
And we cannot be offsides.
They're discussing it to see. Dead ball. Offside is the call against Pisgah, so this will put it right back to the 4. Tit for tat right here. Third down and goal from the 4-yard line for the Mustangs. Pisgah's got to be disciplined here on these hard counts. They'll stay in the spread. Snap. Back to pass. To the right side. Pressure comes. Throws. It's caught. Touchdown. A leaping catch, and now Smoky Mountain leads it. 13-11.
Over the middle. Our guys are not playing the middle. Ricky Brindley's got to get that adjustment real quick because they're gonna attack that every time they got the football. I mean, we had nobody around the one that picked the big play up to get him down there and then on the touchdown.
Snap, spot down, kick is high and good.
The extra point attempt is
14-11 is your new score. Smoky Mountain leads this one. We'll see what Pisgah does to answer. Back in a moment after this word from Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, proud of our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good it'll make you squoil.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear Football here on AM 920 WPTL.
Chuck Fevernitz, Chad up, Tim Hodges, Rhonda Burr here. Pisgah now finds themselves down 14-11. Giving up twice as many points, really, as they're averaging all season. Only scoring 11 here about midway through the third. Here's the kick. Vaudre's got it at the 30-yard line, 35-yard line. Tries to get through that first tier and cannot as he's tackled at the 37. So Pisgah goes back on offense now. We'll see if we can get something going. Down 3 here in the second half.
Boy, he was just a tackle. He could have broke that tackle and got outside. I don't think there would have been anybody to catch him to get down that sidelines.
During that timeout, Pisgah brought every player, every coach together on the sideline to discuss how things were going to go. We'll see if it translates into better performance here. We'll go back out into the spread. Dylan Hanna is the set man. It's Martinez and Hunter this side. They give to Dylan Hanna. Dylan Hanna spins out of one tackle and picks up 5. Nice gain there. It'll be 2nd and 5. It'll be Johnson and Anderson to the far side with Anderson wide. Johnson slot. Martinez wide to the right. Hunter Wyke in the slot here. It's Brown and Hanna. In the backfield, Brown operates shotgun on 2nd and 5 now from the 42. Back to pass. Looks to set up the screen. It's caught. 40-yard line. Anderson across the sticks and out to the 49-yard line of Smoky Mountain. It's first down for the Big Black.
Not getting a push from the Smoky line, defensive line. They're not getting across the line of scrimmage, so McKinley's got a lot of time. That was just that slip screen to the wide receiver, and Anderson just took it for about 15 yards after the catch.
Nico leads McDowell, 28-21. Madison down 13-10 to Mitchell. 49-yard line is the spot of Smoky Mountain Pisgah football. Just across midfield. Two receivers left, two to the right. We'll stay in the same set with this spread. Pisgah flips one out here this time to Hunter. Hunter tries to get to the outside, stays on his feet, stiff arm. Hunter White to the 42-yard line. It'll be second down and three. Hunter White made something out of nothing. Positive play, certainly, for seven for Pisgah right here.
Yeah, and they came back and did the same thing with White on the other side.
Second and three.
Putting a lot of pressure on the corners.
5-3-8 and counting. It's third quarter. We're down three. Two receivers either side of the set. Shotgun snap. Here it is, and it's a give. No, it's a swing out to the left side. He's got running room. Johnson out of bounds at the 35-yard line, but not before. It's a first down coming up for Pisgah.
Now they're starting to get into a little rhythm, thinking, okay, we're going to start striking. And what they're doing is they're pressuring the outside. There are a lot of passes that are horizontal to the line of scrimmage.
Three receivers to the right, one left. Anderson splits to the left by himself. Shotgun, snap. Throws, caught wide open. Martinez upfield to the 20-yard line. It's first down for the Big Black.
Jesse Martinez caught that ball at the hash and took two steps into the middle and thought, no, I ain't running across the field. He just turned right up and picked up 4 yards, Chad.
Freedom leads St. Stephen's 48-7. Pisgah at the 21 of Smoky Mountain on this drive. Both ways, running and throwing. A lot of deception out there as McKinley Brown had it in the stomach of Hannah for several moments before he pulled it back and threw it. Lucas Hall in there at back now. Lucas Hall, no, throws out to the left side, 30-yard line, 25-yard line. Flags come in. He's close to the first down marker, but flags are out on the edge, and that's probably a blocking call.
Jesse Anderson got going to get called for holding. Can't do that, son. Anderson's got to wake up.
4:50 in the third. 14-11 is the score. Smokey leads it. We'll check this call out there on the far sideline. It's probably going to go against us for a blocking call. Smoky Mountain thought had a player down over there, but it looks like the chains got tangled up, so it'll be a moment to get those fixed. And this will be a call against us, backing us now back outside of the red zone. 24-yard line is the spot. Two receivers to the right side. Two. Check that. One to the left side. Three to the right. Johnson and trips with Wyke and Martinez.
After the penalty, the ball is in the 28-yard line.
Anderson out there split to the left side by himself on first down. Maybe 16. Rolls to the left. He's got time to throw, Chuck, and he throws, and it's high and incomplete, intended for Jesse Anderson. It'll be second down.
McKinley's just a little amped up a little bit right now. That ball, he had him open right on the short side of the field on boundary, but just threw it way over his head.
Second and 17.
Second and 17. After that incompletion. Two receivers either side of the set now. From the left hash, he gives ahead, and he'll be tackled at the 20-yard line. So it'll be a third and eight call coming up for Pisgah now as they're inside again the hometown hardware red zone. Got to make something happen right here. Down three, getting late now in the third quarter.
Third and eight for the Bears.
Polk leads Owen 21-10. Two receivers either side. Snap. Play action. Throws over the middle. That ball is caught and he scores! What a catch!
What a throw, Chad.
Hunter White makes it happen. McKinley Brown makes it happen as he floats it over the top of the defense. What a catch, Hunter White. And Pisgah's got the lead again. It's 17-14.
Just ran a seam route, no safety in the middle of the field. What they're doing is trying to take away the inside routes of the receivers.
Higdon will try the extra point. Quiet crowd on both sides, not a lot of nerves. 3-point lead, make it a 4-point lead. It's 18-14, 4-11 to go in the third quarter. Pisgah answers in a big way right there, and they'll go to the sideline with the lead here. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernetz, Rhonda Burke, Tim Hodges. Biz has got a new lead. 18-14, 4-11. Here's the kick. Short kick fielded at the 35-yard line. 45-yard line. Tackle right there. Smoky Mountain works on a relatively short field. Pisgah goes back on defense.
And on the tackle is Jesse Martinez.
I tell you what, I don't like the pooch punt right down the middle of the field because all that, you know, that was taken around the 25-yard line. Now they're up to the 45.
Go back to that touchdown throw from McKinley Brown.
White just ran a great route. He made a swim move and got inside of him and then went vertical towards the post. And Brown just put the nice touch right over top.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. They'll operate shotgun on first down from the 45-yard line. A whistle and a timeout for Smoky Mountain, which may play big in the close ball game as we go through this game. We'll take a timeout down the line as well. Pisgah leads it 18-14. And you're listening to WPTL, WPTLradio.net, and on your smart device with the TuneIn radio application. Back in a moment.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Call 648-2632 for Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency.
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Back live after the timeout from Smokey. Burns and Crest, last no score after one in that game. That's the last we've had. Two receivers to the left, two to the right for the Mustangs. They're down four. Swing pass, no. Throws it over the middle. That ball is incomplete and high. It's second down.
Well, that's good. Now I've seen the adjustment right there. Is that they look like they got caught. They saw Vodrick in the play that they called a timeout, trying to come up and, you know, showed blitz. And then this time they went right to where Vodrick was, but Vodrick pulled back, showed blitz, and then pulled back. Cat and mouse game going on out there.
Second and 10 from the 45. Smoky Mountain side of the field. They're moving from right to left in front of us. Pisgah leads it by four. Mustangs. Shotgun snap. Rolls to the right side after the play action. Throws. It's tipped and almost picked off right there. That was Lucas Hall that stepped in front and got a hand on it. And if he'd have picked that football, that'd have been all she wrote on that play. He would have scored. Third down and 10 now.
Flooded the zone. Smoky Mountain flooded the zone with three receivers. And Lucas Hall came down from his safety spot and got there just a hair late, but got a finger on it. If it had been, you know, just a little bit sooner on that thing, he'd have been pick six.
Gotcha, Tim. Pisgah will go drop back with a nickel right here on third down and 10.
Yeah, they brought the nickel, an extra back in there.
Two receivers either side of the set. Pisgah trying to stay on sides. They do. Rolls right. Here comes pressure, and a flag comes in, and a false start will be the call against the Mustangs. It'll be third and 15 now. From the 40.
Pisgah was playing games up there on that line. They had guys standing up, moving around and everything.
And pressure was coming.
Yeah, Smokey was just a little, you know, the offensive line, somebody on that line was a little too anxious.
Do you blitz right here hard?
No. I show blitz.
Hickory leads Watauga, Chuck, 28-14. That game in Boone. Tonight, Watauga, big 4A school, I believe. That's a mixed conference, Chuck.
Yes.
Hickory, Watauga. Two receivers either side, one set, third and 15. Pisgah showing a lot of stuff defensively. Here they come. A lot of pressure. Rolls to the right side. Flags come in a hole. That ball is incomplete. It's fourth and 15 anyway, and Pisgah will decline this penalty and field the punt.
Oh, hold on. Would beat his man, and the guy just grabbed him by
yeah.
one in the back.
And he spun around like he was on Dancing with the Stars right there. He'd have won.
White hat said, you can't do that wide open, you know, in the open, son. Holt's looking at the white hat going, are you serious?
So Pisgah will go back out there and collect a punt here, third down and 15.
In Flint, when that happens and they get mugged like that, they throw the flag and then they check the guy that got mugged to see if his wallet was taken.
There's a good chance it's gone.
Yeah.
How about the defensive stand right there after putting points on the board
Absolutely.
And struggling the first part of the half, going out there and making them go into a three and out.
But Ricky Brindley made that adjustment. He made just a little adjustment in the secondary.
I think this is a huge set of circumstances the last 4 minutes here on both sides of the ball. Snap. Punt is away. Rugby style. Low. Hits off the top of the helmet for a smoky player. And now Johnson's going to return it. Johnson picks up to the 37-yard line and gets a block. No flags. Pisgah back on offense here.
Johnny on the spot. Trevor Johnson. He hit off the head and bounced right to Johnson.
Yeah.
It was back. And he just
off the player of a smoky player.
Right. Off the helmet of the smoky player. And he just scooped in and picked it up and took it for about 9-10 more yards.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning for the Brett Chappell Show. A lot to share. As we'll talk about this game tonight, we'll talk about looking ahead. I'll update you on these scores that I told you that we'd update you on. A lot to talk about tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. from the jukebox. Two receivers either side will operate shotgun in a four-point lead. Here's a give to the tailback, and there's nothing there. It'll be second down. It looked like Lucas Hall. It didn't look like there's much of a play at all right there. Some indecision somehow. He loses two.
Well, for most of the drives tonight and starting the drive, first down has been middle runs.
The yard on the play, it's second and 11.
So, you know, and they may be setting up again. You know, it's a lot of that action in the backfield that keeps linebackers looking back in that backfield.
Trips to the right side for Pisgah with 3:06 in the third. One receiver splits far to the left side. Officials take a timeout, I think, to look at equipment for Smokey, and they will.
Young man coming off the field.
I want to say hello to my buddies Chad, Corey, and Mark listening tonight. Also my wife Sarah and Ty at home tonight as well. Hope you're enjoying the game. We are. Three receivers right, one left. Here comes a look of pressure from the right side. Here's a pitch to the 35, 45, and a flag comes in. So that's not good. He would have had a first down yardage right there. That'll go against us. Another blocking call. Those penalties that we saw in the first half of the season, Chuck, are coming back out.
That's going to be holding on us right at the point of attack. Our wide receivers are just doing a horrible job. Well, this is going to be a block in the back. Our wide receivers are not doing a very good job on the outside in open territory with the referee sitting right in front of you.
And first down yardage there on that carry.
Ah, man.
So that ends up being a 20-yard penalty. When you take into account what we gained, so it'll be more like a second and 16 now from the 30. We need the 47-yard line for a first down. Play action, wants to throw. He's got time. Steps up in the pocket, now runs, now throws deep downfield. That ball is incomplete just over the head of Anderson.
Had time, got scrambled from the pocket, had open territory, probably would have been best in his decision to run the football because he was out in open territory. But Anderson made a motion. When you put your hand up as a receiver and you're going deep, the quarterback is not going to hesitate because you're behind that secondary, man. He's going to try and toss. He just put a little too much on.
Third down and 16. Three receivers to the right. Anderson way out there by himself on the left side in single coverage. Here's a snap. He's going to give to Vadre. Vadre's got to make some people miss. He stays on his feet, and Vadre can't get as much as he needs to, but gets it out to the 39-yard line, and Pisgah will go back out there and punt the football.
Vadre's slow to get up.
2:20 left to go on the clock in the third quarter here. Andre Arron as he'll trot off. Kind of settled down a little bit now both ways. That holding or that block in the black call here against us. Cramp this drive. Anderson back to punt. He stands at the 26-yard line. Takes a snap. Rugby-style kick off the side of his foot. Takes a Pisgah hop. Rolls inside the 20. Down to the 15-yard line. So a good punt. And the Mustangs go back on offense, but with good field position defensively for us.
1:46 left in the third quarter.
Asheville leads North Buncombe 28-7.
Have we heard anything on Tuscola?
I haven't, not lately. Inca leads McDowell 28-21. Pisgah goes back on defense now. At their 15-yard line, the Mustangs will move from right to left in front of us, hopefully not for very long. Tuscola leads East Henderson 19-7.
Our crack man back at the...
He's good at it.
He's good.
Mustangs will run the football on first down. There's not much there. Maybe a yard. It'll be second down.
Nice tackle right there by Jacob Boyd and Colton Schuler. Haven't heard a lot from our linebackers, Schuler and Hannah, and the reason is the ball's been in the air a lot for Smoky Mountain.
1:24 and counting. 18-14. Pisgah leads this one here. After scoring a touchdown to take a lead back after the Mustangs to open the half, got a lead of their own, 14-11. We now have our lead by four. Two receivers either side. They roll to the right. They want to throw deep downfield. Nice ball. Wide open. No flags. Incomplete. One of those deals again where somebody may have got tripped up a little bit. I don't think he would have caught that anyway. Regardless, it doesn't matter. It's third down and nine.
I think when they made that first call, bodies, you know, and a lot of hand checking and bodies tangled up, they're going to let that go for the rest of the game. They have already set the standard. That's what we're going to call for passing. And there's got
Smoky Mountain. Yeah, Smoky Mountain incurs a penalty at the line of scrimmage. We didn't even see that. That's a block in the back. That's a huge penalty against him. That's half the distance.
Chop block.
Yeah, that's half the distance because they're at the 16-yard line. So instead of a second and nine, or excuse me, a third and nine, Chuck, it becomes a second and, 17-yard line? Yeah, 17 yards. Should we have declined that?
Second
17 versus third and nine?
Well, forcing them back, going into an I formation.
They'll go under center, and we jump off sides. And it seems like every time they go under center, they're going to try that hard cadence at work again. As it was Kyle Terrell who jumped. North Henderson.
Now I'm going to answer your question. No, we should have declined that because.
Yeah. 3-0 over Brevard. Madison over Mitchell, Murphy big over Hazel, Swain big over Rosman, Mountain Heritage big over Avery. I was up at Mount Heritage today. I was in Yancey County today. Been all over the place. Second down and 12. Back to pass, wide open, throws out here. It's caught, and he makes a move, and he gets out to the 26-yard line and a first down for the Mustangs.
Tackled by Trevor Johnson.
Playing a little too far off. Hunter Wyke is way off, and so all that was just a little six-yard hitch. Nice throw. But, you know, Trevor Johnson tried to undercut it, but it was a nice throw by Zeb Spears, and Wyke has got too much ground. He's given too much cushion. Matter of fact, Jeff Hansen and Hunter Wyke, our cornerbacks, are giving a lot of cushion to the split ends.
38 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball spotted at the Smoky Mountain 26-yard line. We lead it by four here. Play action rolls to the right. Boots him out there, throws deep downfield. That ball is going to be caught, and he slipped down, and now he's taken off, and he's gone at the 15-yard line. Steps out of bounds. No, he stayed in bounds. No, he did step out of bounds. 15-yard line, first down coming up for the Mustangs. Another big play, throwing the football for them.
Well, Jeff Hansen, it was over the middle, and Jeff Hansen just...
And he fell down.
Yeah.
And I was trying to say that. I'm sorry if I messed that call up a little bit, but our guy fell down after that call was made. Catch was made. He tried to jump himself, but he got out leap. And when he came down, the defensive man, he fell, and that's why they were off to get to the races there. 15.8 seconds left in the third. Pisgah now in deep trouble. Up by 4 points for the first goal.
Hansen was in good position. He just fell in trying to leap for the ball. But we're having trouble against Zachariah Carter because he's a very tall receiver.
I'm sorry, it's first down and 10 from the 12. Two receivers either side, wants to throw. Back to pass. Looks. Throws. No. He hangs on to it, and he's in trouble. And he'll go down, a big sack at the 20-yard line. I thought he got rid of it. He hung on to it and took the sack.
Well, Holt Underwood got there. He eventually got sacked, but Holt Underwood hit him and thought he had thrown the ball, and he pulled off. And then when he saw he had the ball, then Holt got leveled down to the ground.
So he lost about 7 or 8 yards. It'll be a second and 17 or 18 play when we return. That's the end of the third quarter, another eventful one, and it's going to go down to the fourth quarter. Big game here tonight, and a close one to be sure. Pisgah leads 18-14 as we start the fourth quarter. Back in just a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
When you combine two cups of comfort food with a heaping cup of local character, you've got SIDS on Main in downtown Canton, serving delicious food just the way you like it in a cozy atmosphere. SIDS on Main is proud to support the Pisgah Bears, and they remind you they're open late after all home games, serving a late-night menu. Also, book your holiday party early. We have accommodations for groups of 10 to 200. SIDS on Main, 117 Main Street, Canton. Phone 492-0618.
Carolina. Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Black Bear football continues here on AM 920 WPTL.
Ball deep downfield. He caught it. Touchdown, Smoky Mountain. He beat his man to start the fourth quarter, and Smoky Mountain goes back on top here.
Hunter White was right there on his inside hip and never looked back. And then when he looked back to the wrong side. He looked from the outside instead of looking back as he was a receiver. And the guy, you know, Zachariah Carter just kept going. We're in some kind of funk. I don't know how to explain this.
20-18, Smoky Mountain on for the extra point. This would make it a three-point lead again for them. Snap is low, and it's blocked. It's blocked, and it cannot be returned, so it'll be a two-point lead, and we'll take a break here. 11:54 left to go in the game. Pisgah now down 2 points.
That was big by Badre Crouch to block that.
Could become big later on. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Now back to the stadium. Here's Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Back live here in Silva. Pisgah finds themselves down to 20-18 here. Beginning of the fourth quarter. Hickory leads Watauga 34-14. Again, Hickory a potential first-round opponent. Tuscola leads East Henderson 29-7. Can't worry about Hickory yet, though. We got to take care of this one tonight. We're down two in the fourth. Here's the kick. Low line drive. It bounds, and now Vadre will pick it up at the 35-yard line. Vadre Crouch gets out to the 43-yard line, so a good return and good field position for Pisgah to go back on offense here.
In on the tackle, Hunter Stillwell.
What they made the adjustment was that they took one of their up men out and brought in Vadre. And Smokey hasn't realized that yet. See, they're trying to, you know, squib kick that ball towards one of those up men, and they keep squibbing it to Vadre.
They'll send two receivers to the left side, two to the right side. They've got one setback out there. It's Hall on first down. Throws it to the left side. Johnson, 45. Johnson, 50. Johnson across midfield. They'll mark him out at the 48. A pickup of about nine, and we'll call it second and one.
Again, it's off the play action, the spread read, which is a spread read zone, and it goes outside, and as the quarterback moves, and then everybody moves with it, then McKinley pulls, and he throws it to the receiver.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left side on second and one. Play action. No, he's going to give it to Hall. Hall in trouble. Hall's got to find a way to get to the sticks, and he does, and crosses them. So it'll be a first down for Pisgah. Those were tough yards strung out all the way out.
By the mark. We're going to measure. They won't have to move the chains far, but just a couple feet. Not even that. Probably a foot. Lucas did not read that well. He could have caught up inside, and Lucas keeps bouncing outside.
It's short. It's short. A couple inches. So it'll be third down.
Whew, man.
A couple inches to go. The good news is the ball's across midfield. The ball's at the 47-yard line. He'll get down to 20-18 here with 11:07. It's third and inches. Of course, Pisgah will go for it here, and if they can't get it and it's short again next time, they might would try it on fourth down. Though we're a lot closer to midfield than we would like to be. This might be a time for McKinley just to keep it himself. He's going to operate, at least initially, from the shotgun. The receivers are near to the set to spread it out a little bit. Third and short. Brown goes under center. He will sneak it straight ahead. Brown's got running room and plenty all the way down to the 42-yard line. He got four. It's first down, Big Black.
He started off going to the left A-gap. Then he went down to the left B-gap. And he just kept moving. Finally, he was out around the end and picked up big yards.
Kyle Terrell, who turned that ankle last week, is a little gimpy as he comes off right there.
Ooh, that's big.
Three receivers out to the right again. It's Jesse Anderson to the near side. Johnson, Martinez, and White to the far side. Shotgun snap coming up on first down. Here's a snap, and it's going to be a keeper. In trouble, and he'll go down a loss. That never developed. He wanted to run an option to the right side. It never developed. Too much pressure from inside Smoky Mountain's defense. It'll be second down and 15. +10:20 in the fourth quarter. Still plenty of time for both teams. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. And now Pisgah will move. A false start.
Jacob Boyd.
It'll be second and 20.
Well, they have just shot themselves in the foot all night long.
We've got to collect the 33-yard line for first down. We will take this snap from the Pisgah 48-yard line. So a lot of territory to gain to cross the sticks again to keep the drive alive here. You don't want to give Smoky Mountain too much momentum. They've already gained some of it back after taking the lead last series. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. They'll operate shotgun. He'll roll right. He's got a little bit of time to throw. Sprints out, throws. It's going to be caught. Anderson to the 30, and he's got a first down.
Unbelievable. He got to the deep out. I mean, Smokey's coach. Are livid. Anderson tiptoed, bobbled the ball, composed himself, grabbed it, took about three steps right along the boundary, and then cut back in the middle to pick up that first down.
Unbelievable. 30-yard line is the spot.
Well, that's a big conversion right
no
there.
No doubt about it. Three receivers right, one left. Hall back there. Time to throw. Looks middle. Fires. It's going to be incomplete. And that almost was picked off. And had it not been for three Smoky Mountain players on top of each other, looking at each other to make the catch, it would have been.
And Jesse Martinez was about at the 15-yard line along the boundary. Everybody, one went deep in the combo set, the trip set to the far side, and one went up into the seam, and Martinez just hooked, you know, settled down right around the 15 along the sideline.
Second and 10. This time, we'll give it to Hall. Hall gets inside the 30-yard line, only gets about three. We'll call it third and 7. High Brighton now with a 21-13 lead over Patton. High Brighton again projected to be in the upper half of our bracket in the playoffs, team we've seen before.
Kyle Terrell back on for the Black Bears at his left guard spot.
It's third and 8 from the 28. Two receivers. Shotgun snap coming up. Here it is. Time to throw. Pocket throws. It is caught. Martinez, he's got a first down, yardage and more. Martinez towards the end zone. Martinez is close and he scores! Jesse Martinez finds a way. And Pisgah's got the lead back.
Martinez just caught a deep curl route and the center was wide open. And he just took one step towards the middle of the field and it was a race to the goal line.
The call is coming from the sideline to see what we want to do. Pisgah's got a 4-point lead. Do they want to go and make it a 6-point lead? They're going to try it. Here's that swinging gate. Snap. Bobble. In trouble. Still in trouble. He's going to come around the other side. Going to try and not anywhere close as that play was scrubbed from the beginning. Pisgah holds on to a 4-point lead with 9:06. WPTL Radio, the voice of the Black Bears.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
You're listening to Black Bear Football on AM 920 WPTL.
What a ball game. 9:06. Pisgah leads it again 24-20. Plenty of time left here. A lot of things are going to happen, I anticipate. Going down to the wire. Jesse Martinez finds a way to get into the end zone. It was close, but he crossed the goal line. Big conversion and a big score on that play that was from well out. Here's Higdon's short kick, fielded at the 20. 25-yard line, stiff arm, 30, 35. Out of bounds at nearly the 40-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 37. Pisgah goes back on defense.
They have been able to return that ball when he kicks and pooches it down the middle of the field. We're just not getting the people to him on our kick coverage team. I'd stay away from the middle of the field on the pooch and pooch it to the numbers.
37-yard line, left to right. In front of us will Smoky Mountain move. Two split to the left and two to the near. Man in motion this time, from right to left. Back to pass, pump fakes. Now in trouble, rolling, rolling, rolling. Got a man handle on him. He goes out of bounds, and it'll be a sack, and there's a flag out there, too, and we'll see what the call is going to be. I think it's against Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, it is. The man in motion started towards the line of scrimmage prematurely, and what Zeb Spear did for us was he took almost a 5-yard loss running out of bounds. we'll decline this and take the play.
So, in other words, he took a down penalty.
Yeah. It was a penalty against him, and he should have just thrown the ball away.
8:52 in the fourth. We're leading it by four now. This game has seen, what, four or five lead changes in the second half?
Turned up the field too soon.
I don't believe I've heard that, but I guess that's true. Prior to the snap, though, Chucks, they have to take it.
Hey, Smokey's been striking with big plays, too. They've been converting.
Second and 15. I guess I don't know what down it is. Rolls to the right. Under pressure. Throws, and is wide open at the 50. 45-yard line. Down at the 43-yard line.
Our coverage. I tell you what, our secondary is so messed up right now. Ricky's got to get them playing. We're running. We got two people on one, and one guy sitting there wide open. Zeb's weird.
I didn't see anybody around him.
No. Smokey has figured out how to attack this secondary, and we have not made the adjustment yet.
42-yard line.
Two receivers either side. They'll go offset now from the 42-yard line. And they jumped offside. False start coming up against the Mustangs off the left end. 8:20 left to go here. It'll be first down and 15. Pisgah leads again by four here. Both teams are really shooting themselves in the foot offensively with these fouls. The new spot at the 47. In Pisgah territory, though, not by much.
Holt Underwood, David Mackey, Kyle Terrell, and Cheryl Rathbone is our defensive front. Mackey subbing in for Jacob Boyd, spelling him for a while.
Wing to the right. Back to pass. Plenty of time. Now, brings it down. In trouble. Runs out of it. Now, he'll go out of bounds. Another sack. He goes out of bounds, Chuck, at the 44-yard line. A huge loss. Good pressure by us and good coverage downfield.
Absolutely. But that was just pressure out of Kyle Terrell to spin the quarterback, Zeb Spears, around. He was running from the pocket to the short side of the field and right in front of the Smoky Mountain bench. And Vadre Crouch was right there, and Trevor Johnson was right there to say, uh-uh. And Spears had no choice but to pull that ball instead of trying to throw it because they were right there to take him out of bounds.
It's second and about 25 from the 43. They've got to have the 33 of us to get the first down. A lot of yards to get. Wing right, two receivers. Back to pass. Throws deep middle, wide open, and just over his head. He was wide open.
Boy, I tell you, we've got a safety that comes up on the play.
Yeah, that was strange.
I mean,
he had him.
That was Ben Johnson coming up. Ben needs to play safety. Back, that play is a post pattern. He's coming up on the play.
7:07 in the fourth. We lead it by four. Smoky Mountain with the football. Third down and 25. They have shown the ability to convert these plays.
I'd attack Bandon and see if he plays it the same way.
Both teams, I believe, no. Pisgah has three timeouts. They have two. Back to pass. Here comes pressure. Throws over the middle. It's caught. Still on his feet at the 40-yard line, and he will go down right there.
He fumbled.
And he fumbled the football. He fumbled the football, and we'll see who's got it. Pisgah's got it! At the 42, they got it back. He wouldn't have gotten the first down anyway, but they might have tried on fourth down to go for it right there. But Pisgah gets the football, a huge turnover for us.
Donnie Mamp came up. Ben Johnson, they went after Ben Johnson. They saw the way Ben played that last play, and they went right back after him. Ben missed the tackle, but Donnie Mamp and Hunter White cleaned him up. And in that pile, he lost the football, and I think it was Mamp that jumped on that football.
Boy, Donnie High Brighton leads Patton 21-13, 2 minutes left to play. If Pisgah can score here, Chuck, and make it a two-score game with 4 minutes left or whatever, I think you can feel a lot better. Here's a big offensive possession.
Cody Riddle was the man, not Donnie Mann.
Give to Dylan Hanna. Dylan Hanna for four.
Dylan Hanna
across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. It'll be second down.
tackled by Jonah Lawson and Trey Fisher.
Need to wear out this clock right here and get a score.
Yeah, I said, Donnie Mamp, that it was Cody Riddle that, and along with Hunter White, and I believe it was Cody Riddle that came up with that fumble. What a play.
Pisgah taking as much time as they possibly can here. With their lead in the fourth quarter, they want to run this clock out as best they can. Two receivers right, eye set. Play clocks are not on. Pitch to the right side. Dylan Hanna gets a block. Dylan Hanna to the 50, and it'll be third down and two.
But Hanna,
here comes another big third down conversion play.
Yeah, but they're giving the ball to the workhorse right now. That's a load coming at you. When he gets it going, you got a choice, and he's going to have to come out because he's holding his shoulder. Looks like his left arm. But two good runs out of the big boy, Dylan Hanna.
Two receivers right. The back now is Hall. I formation on third down and two from just across midfield. Snap. Straight ahead. And he's maybe a few inches shy. They're going to measure, I think. The stick is right on it. We'll see.
I'm going to say they're going to measure right now, and this might be, again, a tip of the football over or
a tip shy?
Tip shy or tip over. I mean, it's that close. I think it's past it. Come on, man. Somebody step on one of those links.
Yeah. It is just short. 2-3 inches. Pisgah will go for it now on fourth down. A huge play in this game here. 5:16 left to go. 4 points is the margin with Pisgah's lead. Chuck's got a good point. Maybe a hard cadence right here buys it for you.
And if you can't get them off, then you call timeout and then reset and go for it again.
Pisgah has all three of their timeouts. Smoky Mountain's got two. That could play big into this going down the line as well. Brown wants the crowd to hush so he can hear. They'll go eye set. Brown under center. Two receivers to the right. Snap. They jumped. They didn't call it. Pisgah will, looks like, take the timeout here. And they do. Timeout, Pisgah. We'll send it back to Canton. Fourth down and inches when we return for the Black Bears. They lead it by four just across midfield. WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
American Fun and Pickers, and we do the picking. We go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Picker, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now here.
Your home for Pisgah sports is AM 920. Now back to the gridiron. Here's Chad and Chuck.
Back to the stadium. It's fourth and inches. Big play for Pisgah in this game. Snap. Straight ahead. He's got the first down and then some. As McKinley Brown rushes ahead for about a yard and a half to move the chains, the Black Bears continue the drive.
And what made that first down was that on the play that they tried to get him to jump, it was long, hard cadence, and then right before the clock expired, the play clock, they called timeout. This time when they came out, it was boom, first down. As soon as they set up, it was go. They didn't even give them time to think. That gave a nice push up there by Kyle Terrell, Cody Lamb, and Holt Underwood.
Polk leads Owen Big, High Brighton, by 8 over Patton. Freedom has beaten St. Stephen's handily tonight. On first down from the 47-yard line of Smoky Mountain goes Pisgah. Continue to move the clock. 4:18 takes a snap. Here's a pitch straight ahead. Tries to find something. Maybe got three. It'll be second and 7. It's Asheville 35-7 over North Buncombe.
And right now,
Hickory leads Watauga 35-21 late in the fourth quarter. It's second and 7 here at 3:58. Clock continues to move.
When does Smokey start thinking about using their timeouts?
They've got two left. And we have two left.
And 3:52 in counting.
Two receivers to the near side. I set. Tight end left. Still at the 44-yard line. McKinley Brown looks at the back judge for the time. Here's a give. He's got a little bit of a hole, and it closes up. And the ball's on the turf, and he fumbled the football, and Smokey Mountain's going to have it. Smokey Mountain gets it back with 3:28 as Dylan Hanna fumbles it at the 40. Now Pisgah's got to play defense again. Could not capitalize and score on that drive. 41-yard line is the spot, moving from left to right. Still in Smokey Mountain territory.
After the turnover, the ball was spotted at the 41-yard line, where the Mustangs take over the first and 10.
All night long, shooting themselves in the foot.
Two wide receivers to the left side, one to the right side. They've got one setback. Pisgah leads it by four. 3.5 minutes to go. Here's a snap. Rolls to the left side. Still rolling. Under pressure. Loads up. Throws deep downfield. We've got a chance to pick it. And it's tipped. And it's no incomplete. And Hunter White made a tremendous play to tip it in the air and almost came back down with it. It would have been a tremendous play had he not done that. It would have been caught by Smokey Mountain at the 30-yard line.
Hunter White had no idea where the ball was. I don't know where what Hunter's doing is he gets locked on a man and the guy's looking back for the ball. And Hunter is looking at the guy and won't turn back to look for a ball.
He made an athletic play, though, to save himself.
And Zeb Spears made a very bad decision.
He did. He just threw it up.
On a first down play.
Second and 10 from the 41-yard line of Smokey Mountain, moving from left to right in front of us. Smokey Mountain 60 yards away from it. Here's the snap. They fumble the football. It's on the turf again. Now he picks up, and he's running downfield. He's at the 40. He's at the 50 and out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Shy of the first down by two. It'll be third and two.
Well, right in front of Dennis Smathers, Vodrick Crouch got taken down
that.
On a tackle, and that's a hole.
Yeah, I saw that.
Absolutely a bad call by the Whitehead Dennis Smathers. Right in front of him.
Setzer.
Dennis Setzer. God almighty, how can you do that? He got taken down.
49-yard line is the spot. Still on Smokey Mountain side. They mark him out a yard before I thought. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. I set. It's third down and two here. They'll go under center. They'll hand to the fullback straight ahead, and he will be close, and I think he's probably got it at the 49. Clock will stop at 3:01 to measure, or to mark it, and move the chain. They're going to measure.
Official timeout.
Got it down to 2:53.
The nerve-wracking part about things right now in my mind is to find a way to score here. This won't have very much time left. 2:53. They do have both timeouts, and so does Smokey Mountain. Pisgah leads at 24-20. Final high Brighton beat Patton 21-13. Murphy 55-13 over Hayesville as Smokey Mountain gets that first down. Franklin leads West Henderson 42-7. Tim will have all the scores for you after the game tonight. Hopefully with good news from us. Back and forth game.
First down for the Mustangs.
Penalties by both teams. Turnovers by both teams in some really key positions. A turnover by Smokey Mountain here would be very helpful for our cause. One receiver either side, a wing and a tailback. They'll operate shotgun. Vadre looks like he wants to show pressure now, backs out. They quick throw down here. He's wide open at the 42-yard line. He's out of bounds in second and three.
They're playing too much cushion on Hunter. Hunter just way off, and they're just taking to the short side of the field. It's simple. It's making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out there with their passes. Hunter's got to come up and play that man.
43-yard line. Smokey Mountain inside Pisgah territory. We'll call it second and four. Clock stopped as he went out of bounds with 2:30. I think it's going to take a turnover. They'll get two receivers either side of the set. This is going to base defense. To Safety's high. Snap. Wants to throw. Left side. It's going to be incomplete at the feet of our DB, who is Jesse Anderson. It's third down and four.
Covered by Jesse Anderson.
2:27 and the clock has stopped on that incompletion.
Hold on, Underwood checks out. Two receivers either side of the set, offset eye with a tight end now to the left. They'll go under center on third down. Big play here. Snap. They want to run the football straight ahead. He's got running room. He's got a first down yardage and plenty more. Out of bounds at the 28, 29 yard line. First down, Mustangs. Clock stops as he went out of bounds. Tuscola 45-7 over East Henderson Lake. Going to have to bow our backs down here as it's getting closer and closer. The good news is we've got a four-point lead as opposed to a three-point lead or a two-point lead. A field goal won't do anything to help them. 2:20 to go. We're up four. Wing right, two receivers, one set on first down. Here's the snap. Wants to throw. Got plenty of time. Now steps out of it. No receivers open. He's going to try to run. Gets out to the sideline and gets out of bounds after he picks up three. Maybe 2 yards.
Fourth out of bounds by Dylan Hampton.
Yeah, they'll give him 3 yards. More than a whole lot more than I thought.
Our defensive ends are just getting caved down. We're losing containment, allowing Zeb Spears, the quarterback, to get outside.
He backed it back up more than I thought. So it's second eight. Clock stop with 2:11. Two timeouts for both teams. Ball spotted on the left hash mark at the 27-yard line. They'll go offset. Two receivers either side. Here's the snap. They're going to run it. Runs into a tackler. Now bounces off. Breaks free. Goes down at the 21-yard line. He will be 2, maybe 3 yards shy to be third down.
Tackled by Trevor Johnson and Hunter White.
Smoky Mountain doing it both ways. They're trying to throw it quick throws typically. They've hurt us on the big throws, particularly over the middle tonight. We lead it by four with 1:40. Clock continues to move. Both teams, two timeouts. Ball is just outside the 21-yard line. Two receivers either side. They'll go eye set. Tight end to the right. They'll run it ahead. Bounces it off. 20-yard line, 15-yard line. First down at the 7. First and goal for the Mustangs with 1:22 left, and clock continues to move.
Well, we're not playing good run deck, good defense right now. We're just getting popped in the mouth.
7-yard line is the spot from the right hash mark. I said a minute ago, it might take a turnover to seal this deal. Clock continues to roll, 1:12, 1:11. Two timeouts either team. I formation for the Mustangs. Here's the snap. Rolls to the right side, left side, excuse me, steps up, wants to throw it. Now he will run, and he's all the way in, and he scores, touchdown. 59.5 seconds left, and now the Black Bears find themselves losing this ball game inside a minute left in the fourth quarter. The extra point will give them a three-point lead with 59.6 seconds left, two timeouts. Here's a snap. The hold is good, and the kick is right through it.
Extra point is good.
Take a timeout. Pisgah now down 3 points with 59.5 left to go in the game. AM 920 WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
It seems most sound financial advice starts with saving. At WNC Community Credit Union, they have several savings products to help achieve your goals. For short term, their regular share account pays one of the best dividends you'll find anywhere. Plus, they have CD and IRA products for longer term plans. They even have a Christmas club for seasonal money. Check with them at 27 Kent Lane off Eagles Nest Road, Waynesville. Insured by the NCUA. AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Back to Pisgah Black Bear football here on AM 920 WPTL.
59.5 seconds left. Smoky Mountain set to kick it away. A return here would be very helpful. It's driven back deep. Fielded at the 7-yard line. Jesse Anderson, 15. Jesse Anderson in trouble. Jesse Anderson at the 15-yard line. He goes down right there. Terrible return. Pisgah's got 85 yards with 50 seconds left to cover it to find a way to get a win.
That's just, I don't know what to say right now. Jesse Anderson needs to go straight up the middle of the field. He's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, running all over the place, running the clock. He does that so many times every game.
Well, one more time, Pisgah's offense goes back out there, and we'll see what we can do. Coach Chappell with the word with his offense. The Black Bears are down 3 points, 27-24 here with 50.3, and Mustangs will take one of their two final timeouts. We'll take one as well. This will be our last. We'll finish the game live all the way through. Pisgah down 27-24, 50 seconds left. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of the Black Bears.
Pisgah Tire, we're there when your tires are bare. Well, a different bear. Pisgah Tire in Canton is your authorized dealer for Cooper and Uniroyal tires, but Pisgah Tire is more than just a tire shop. Get state inspections, tune-up, shocks and brakes, custom exhaust work, the most state-of-the-art laser alignment machine in the area, and the best employees around. We're there when your tires are bare. Pisgah Tire, service, confidence, character. 21 New Clyde Highway across from Hardee's in Canton. Call 648-7974.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
It all comes down to this. 50 seconds. We got 85 yards to get it. Back to pass. Rolls to the left side. Pump fakes. Still in trouble. Flips it out of here, out of bounds.
Penalty.
And he will take a penalty for grounding. He just threw it out of bounds. 43.2 seconds left and penalty will come against Pisgah here, so not only are they deep in their territory, they're going to back up even further, half the distance.
Well,
it'll be second down and long. Smoky Mountain beats us tonight. This will be the biggest win in their program's history in a number of years, I would imagine. Pisgah was set to look down the road and see some good things happening. Now they find themselves in a big hole. Back to pass. Loads up, throws. It's caught. And he'll be tripped up in a first down. And at the 27-yard line, Pisgah will have to use a timeout. 33.5 seconds left as the clock stops to move the chains. And now quickly, Pisgah is a first down. Pisgah will quickly take the snap and down it. 31.4. It's second down and 10 after he quickly downs it. The ball is marked at the 27-yard line. They were able to get a first down after that intentional grounding call. They'll have to go quickly back to the line as they set it again. After the incompletion, the clock will start on the snap. Three receivers right, one to the left. Play action. Wants to throw. Sets up a screen. In trouble. And he goes down right there. Pisgah has to call a timeout from the 24-yard line. They've got one left.
We can't get 65 yards throwing.
Would you please put 25 seconds on the team clock?
Tuscola again, final score. They beat East Henderson 45-7 tonight. Ball is spotted at the 25-yard line after that play. So 75 yards now, and that has to be made up in 25 seconds. The Black Bears could tie the game with a field goal. With one timeout, however, that's becoming increasingly difficult. We're going to have to get bunches of yards in the next one or two plays. If we don't, it's going to be difficult. Here's a snap. Rolls to the right with the pocket. He's got time. Throws out here. It's caught, and he'll go out of bounds. Shy the first down, only at the 32-yard line with 18.7 seconds left. It's going to have to be a big play.
Yeah, you're going to have to take a shot downfield.
You just don't. I mean, if you had a minute and a half, you could do this maybe, but you don't have that. It's fourth down. This play will decide it right here. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to pass. Under pressure now, throws over the middle. It's incomplete. And Smokey Mountain will win the football game. 12.6 seconds left. The ball is incomplete. He overthrew it. And the Black Bears will lose to Smokey Mountain here tonight. The damage that this loss will do to our playoff picture.
You know, actually,
huge.
It'll just take us down to the field. We still won the 3A seed. Smokey's 2A. It'll just drop us down from 4 probably to 5 or 6.
Which is a home playoff game.
Still a home playoff game. Oh, boy. They just ate. They have their own selves to blame. The secondary, the defense just did not. They could not make adjustments. Every time Smokey attacked them in every weakness possible, when they got down there and they saw Hunter White on the corner 10 and 11 yards off, they ran to that side, and Hunter was getting blocked 10 yards, and if they got around the corner, it was moving the chains. They were picking up chunks of yards. We were afraid to step up and play strong.
So the Mustangs will take a knee and they'll go to the locker room with a big. Again, this will be a huge win for their program. Loss tonight will affect our playoff seating, certainly. What would have we believed been maybe 2 playoff games at home will maybe drop to 1 now. So it does have a huge impact. And that's the final score. Got to give credit to the Mustangs. They came out and did what they needed to do against the team that everybody thought was better than them, and they won. Final score tonight, 27-24. Smoky Mountain wins. Back in just a moment. It's AM 920 WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't going to bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
How about them Black Bears? Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Proud our team. To win in this game, it takes speed, strength, and the right game plan. For winning barbecue, it takes slow cooking, the right sauces, and attention to detail. Whether for the game, a to-go box, or to get together later on, come to Fat Buddy's Ribs of Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza, where the food's so good, it'll make you squoil.
Let's get back to the game with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernetz on WPTL.
Black Bears go down tonight to Smokey Mountain, the game that, you know, we felt like could be a little bit difficult. Certainly didn't expect to lose the game. Pisgah did some things that we talked about that hold ourselves accountable, really. We went out there and, you know, we had some penalties. We turned the ball over. Didn't make things happen when we needed to make them happen. Smokey Mountain did the same thing. The only difference is they found a way to make it happen in the end. And won a football game. And you got to give that team credit. I mean, no one thought that they were going to come over here and beat us tonight. And they found a way to do it. Good quarterback play. They managed the game well on both sides of the football for a large part of the game. And they beat a good football team. So you got to give credit to the other side of the field, too.
Well, Smokey came out and did what they had to do offensively and defensively. They put a tremendous package together on the defensive side and took away the pass. And, you know, but again, if you take care of the football, if you stop fumbling, if you you know, if you just don't put the ball on the ground, you're gonna win this football game. And we didn't do that. We didn't secure the ball. Ball security in the final 2 minutes of the game, when you're trying to run out the clock, is the most important thing. And you've got to run with ball security first, then think about picking up yards, number one. Two, look, offensively, they exploited Pisgah's defense. They absolutely exploited them. And when they saw that they were taking away the pass, they went and exposed the weakest side of the run, and they attacked the short side. The corner was off 11 and 12 yards and wasn't coming up to press, and they were getting the ball, and they just moved closer and closer and closer to the field. This may be the worst performance that they had. Now, Coach Jeff has got to rally the troops. Playoffs? Look, we still won the 3A division playoffs, but that loss is going to go against us. We'll go, you know, the best we can do now is 8-2, providing we don't play like this against Bavard. Because if we do, Bavard, it took everything for Smokey to win that game 31-28.
Much better team over there.
And if we play like we played tonight, done.
Absolutely.
You know, Bavard will stick us. And, you know, going like that, I didn't see Chris tackling either.
Yeah.
So it just was one of those games. You say, you know, we were in a funk. We were our own worst enemy. We lost, you know, we turned the football over. We laid the football on the ground. And we just didn't play good defense. And we didn't make adjustments.
I guess the thing that you could say, though, and maybe we'll look back at this as maybe some sort of a positive somehow, but you can't say that this team hasn't had adversity this season. If you're talking about Pisgah, you're talking about losing a game against Franklin, losing a game against Irwin, losing a game against Smoky Mountain that are just devastating, at least in terms of emotion. So, golly, hopefully that turns out to be a positive thing for us, but because we've had our share of adversity this year.
Oh, yeah, we have. And Coach Chappell, you know, it stings, it hurts, you're angry, you're upset, the kids didn't play well, and I mean, it wasn't one person, it was all of them.
Absolutely. Tim,
just all of them.
Tim, those scores are still very relevant. What you got for us tonight?
Okay, thanks, Chad. Let's get a little traveling music here, and we'll take you around the mountains and update all those scores, and then we'll take you back for some final thoughts with Chad and Chuck. Some of these games may be finals by now, but as of a few moments ago, Owen was leading Polk by a score of 24. I'm sorry, Polk was leading Owen by a score of 41-24. It's Reynolds over Roberson, 37-17 late in the fourth. Asheville 41, North Buncombe 7, that one late in the fourth too. Enka and McDowell are all tied up at 28. They're still playing, probably in overtime by now. Tuscola defeated East Henderson tonight by a score of 45-7. Franklin in a final over West Henderson 42-7. It was North Henderson 3 over Brevard with nothing last we heard. Madison handily defeating Mitchell tonight 54-13. Murphy 55, Hayesville 13, that one a final. And Rosman went down to defeat at the hands of Swain tonight 42-0. Mountain Heritage defeated Avery 28-14. And once again, our Black Bear score, Smoky Mountain 27, Pisgah 24. Back with Chad and Chuck for some final thoughts on tonight's game right after these messages here on AM 920 WPTL. And don't forget, after the game tonight, we stay on 24-7 now, so you can get your favorite stars and legends, real country music, lots of local information all night long. Keep that in mind.
Welcome to Canton's newest auto repair service, Empire Automotive on Asheville Highway just east of Canton Hill. Stop getting ripped off on car repairs. Empire Automotive invites you to go in for a free estimate of your repairs. Experience and fair prices, that's Empire Automotive, serving all your auto repair needs across from the hotspot on Asheville Highway. Phone 492-1515 for Empire Automotive.
Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill's gone and done it again. What are they up to now? A big spread of all types of items in what they call Dollar Central, like a cook's chef knife, salad tongs with a grip, a tire gauge, a 5-pack of Easy Pack food containers, Bow Wow Pals, dog treats and toys, all kinds of stuff but no junk. True values at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
You do the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
You do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now. You hear?
Now, WPTL's coverage of Black Bear football continues.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fearman's from the stadium. Pisgah loses tonight, 27-24. Tough game to lose. I think one of the things, just sitting here thinking now, you know, you're kind of alone with your thoughts, even with the crowded press box. But the thing that maybe most disheartening to me is that, you know, one of the staples that we've seen all season long is a tough and resilient defense, and tonight gave up a lot of yards and gave up a lot of scores, and that's got to be disheartening to a large extent when you look at the stat sheet.
Yeah, and there's several glaring numbers to look at. The defense only gave up 42 yards rushing. Kudos to those guys. Passing, 276 yards they gave up, and the young man threw for 3 touchdown passes. We were continuously out of position. Wide open receivers, and give the coaches for Smoky Mountain, they attack weaknesses, and we never answered and responded. And then 3 fumbles lost. And all 3 of those fumbles reverted into points.
They did.
And the critical one, you know, obviously at the end is, you know, we didn't take care of the ball. We laid it on the ground trying to run out the clock. And you know, they just knew what to do and how to attack. Talent-wise, there were better players that were wearing white jerseys.
Yeah.
You know, the home jerseys, you know, they were not the, you know, as far as talent wise, but again, they came here ready to play and win this football game. And I think Pisgah, for some reason, just thought they were going to come out here and this is a 2A school. We're all, you know, we're looking ahead to the playoffs, and they just forgot to take care of business.
So Black Bears will go to finally get to go home. Against Brevard next week. Airtime 6:30 for that one. 7:30 is our kickoff. We'll try to regroup. Talk about this tomorrow morning with the Brett Chappell Show. I'll try to have some of these final scores that Tim mentioned to you just a few minutes ago and keep those in mind because they're still very relevant. Pisgah's still in good shape in terms of playoffs, though. Their seating may have been damaged certainly tonight in terms of where they'll be and how many potential home games we'll have. And that's something that you got to think about regardless, win or lose.
Yeah, and let me stress this. Smoky is a 2A team. We are 3-0 against the other 3A teams. We have already secured the number one seed for the playoffs. No matter if we lose tomorrow, you know, next Friday, and this game, it just hurts against record.
Because
of
the record.
Because of the record, you drop down. Right now, there's no way we can take the 5 seed.
Right.
I mean, the 4 seed. We're going to look at 5 or 6
right.
or possibly 7.
Right.
And once you get past the 4, You're one home game, you know, home playoff game, and typically you're going to be on the road after
Absolutely.
That.
So we'll have to see how that all shakes out. Maybe we'll have a better idea as the week goes on. And got to look forward to Brevard next week. Got to take care of business at home. We got to have a good crowd there. The kids need the support, certainly, as we go and finish up the season. It goes so quickly. And, you know, for these kids, particularly these seniors, it's almost over for them, at least in terms of the regular season. So we need all the support we can have. And we've got the food drive for the community kitchen as well, sponsored by the Lions Club. Folks, don't forget to bring your non-perishables and your canned goods that you can donate to folks that are in need, particularly in our community over the winter months. You can bring those in. We'll certainly appreciate that. And we'll see what we can do to regroup. Talk about it tomorrow morning again, 8 a.m. with the Brett Chappell Show. For Chuck Feeman, it's Tim Hodges tonight, Rhonda Bird tonight. This is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.